Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Iran war is heating up again. U.S. Central Command reports hitting numerous targets linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, while American allies in the region fend off more Iranian attacks. Oil prices on the rise. Former tropical storm Edward has weakened into a depression now while unleashing heavy rains and strong winds across parts of Texas and Louisiana, knocking out power to thousands, toppling trees and flooding roads. The murder case against the Utah man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk is headed to trial. Defendant Tyler Robinson facing a potential death sentence if convicted, a not guilty plea has been entered on his behalf. More jury deliberations today in the trial of the Massachusetts woman who claims postpartum psychosis drove her to kill her three young children. As Pakistan grieves the loss of 14 infants in a hospital fire, one woman, a nurse, being recognized as a hero.
Razia Noreen and her colleagues had just checked on the 15 newborns in their care at a hospital in Islamabad and were working in the next room when she noticed something unusual. Flames. She then ran into the nursery, lifting a baby into her arms, shielding it from flames and smoke. 8 seconds later, as was captured on dramatic security footage, she emerged and handed the newborn to a doctor in a nearby room. She then turned back towards the flames, but it was too late. The flames and smoke was too much. She says her message to the grieving mothers of the 14 infants that died in the August 26th fire, that their tears flow from her eyes too, and that she tried very hard to save their children. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a lower open later this morning. The Dow futures down 65 points. NASDAQ futures off 163 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an early problem on the Outer Loop Parkville side. It looks like a tractor trailer involved here on the Outer Loop right at the ramp at Herring Parkway. And we're backed up already back to Harford Road. You'll need to be to the center and the left-hand lane. If you're coming up Herring Parkway, trying to take the ramp to the Outer Loop right now, that ramp is open. It might get a little bit tight right there at the end. And I think there may actually be a little more activity just beyond this accident scene continuing on the right side. I see some more flashing lights there. But your delay right now is beginning before Harford Road, heading from Parkville and over towards the Towson side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here are Fox 45 forecasts. We are weather alert as strong to severe storms move in. Damaging winds, hail, and even isolated tornadoes possible. Temperatures in the warm and humid, upper 80s. Some showers and storms early tonight. After that, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Nottingham and 73 in Abingdon. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Governor Moore is striking an evolving tone on the state's data center boom just 2 years after his administration helped clear regulatory hurdles for the industry and months after he tried to block a state study examining its potential consequences. His comments arrive as communities across Maryland grapple with the enormous electricity demands, land use, and infrastructure needs tied to a rapidly expanding industry that Moore once aggressively courted as part of his vision to make the state a technology leader. And a mother is facing multiple child neglect charges after her six young children were found alone at a rental property in Baltimore's McElderry Park neighborhood on Monday morning. Officers arrested Tiana Brown, 34, after finding her children without adult supervision at a house that was condemned by a building inspector later that day, according to a police report. Police learned about the neglected children from a city employee who had been working near the 2900 block of East Monument Street on Monday. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 257, the pick 4, 7899. It's 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name, get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, one night after reaching 500 for the first time since April, the Birds fall back on a late home run.
High drive, deep right field. Take a good look. You'll see it. It's going to be T.J. Rumfield makes it 4-2.
Drew Goodman had the call on Rockies TV. T.J. Rumfield's two-run shot in the seventh off rookie pitcher Luis De Leon was the difference last night. As the Rockies halt the Orioles' four-game winning streak, 4-2 was the final in Denver. The O's bats for the second straight night were held in check. After the game, manager Albanez was asked how frustrating that was to have happen out of all places, Coors Field.
Not frustrating. It's just like the at-bats, I think, could have been better. Seemed like we were taking some hittable fastball and then chase them a little bit, which is uncharacteristic for us. You know, I think our guys are at that time of year where, you know, they're feeling it. Also, they know where we're at and they won't try to do too much.
Yeah, with both Cleveland and Texas winning last night, the loss drops Baltimore 1.5 back of the Guardians and into a tie with the Rangers. Ravens, meanwhile, had the day off yesterday, but still gathered together in Owings Mills to celebrate the life of O.J. Brigance. Head coach Jesse Minter, along with Eric DaCosta, Ozzie Newsome, and Hall of Famers Ray Lewis and Ed Reed were in attendance. Coming up in 30 minutes, questioning the manager's wisdom. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, September the 2nd, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program in this hour, a United Truck Driver School in Frederick has been shuttered, one of over 100 that the Trump administration is closing
because they were allowing people who couldn't speak English to drive on our roads. An angry dad whose daughter was disabled by an illegal alien ripping Democrats yesterday, including radical Jamie Raskin. We have his audio clip for you this morning. But our top story here today is the ongoing debate surrounding data centers in Maryland and our governor, Wes Moore, who seems to have been ongoing a evolution, if you will. He is evolving on the data centers. Initially, he was all for data centers in the first year of his term, in which he said we need to attract these IT companies and these data centers and cyber, et cetera. And he basically cleared the regulatory hurdles for the data centers, and now he's flip-flopped a bit. But let's flash back to his first year in office.
We will invest in industries of the future with funding for life sciences and biotech and data centers and cyber.
But as public sentiment has started to grow not as fond of data centers because of increased electric bills, water usage, land usage, etc., and that is something that is causing a lot of people upset. And I think a lot of this is due to Democrat policies, these green raw deal policies that people are now paying for, and now data centers are getting blamed for it. And again, rightfully or wrongfully, we're going to need data centers. We need to find out a way to coexist. There's that bumper sticker again. Keeps popping up for some strange reason. But Moore has said he's changed his tune. He says there's got to be new rules.
The data centers do not get to write the rules. Mm-hmm. They do not get to override local opinion. That we have to make sure that the power belongs to the people.
So for every Marylander, we know that every single month, an envelope arrives inside the mail.
And that envelope is called a bill. It's an electric bill, and it's been skyrocketing due to Democrat policies, but Moore continues to evolve, trying to find, you know, wet the fingers, stick it in the wind, see which way the political winds are blowing.
Maryland doesn't need to choose between affordability and innovation, because we can and we should lead in both.
Yep, and in Adamstown, out near Frederick, there is a Amazon Web Services data center that is due to be constructed there, and of course, residents there are a little bit sketchy and leery of this coming data center.
Yes, I am concerned. I was wondering if our taxes will go up or the electricity, and they're going to use a lot of electricity and water, and it is concerning because we just really don't know what it's going to bring.
Now, talking about one of Maryland's largest data centers is going to go in Adamstown, and that has been temporarily been halted, and all new application, as we know, Harford County has banned data centers altogether. Bob Castley, we had him on just a couple of weeks ago. We'll hear from him coming up in just a second. But look, here's the stark reality. For all those folks on Facebook or on X, again, if you're opposed to data centers, stop using those applications. Because they're all, anytime you pick up your phone and you use an app, anytime you pick up anything on the internet, these are data centers. So again, you have to have it. The question is, how can we coexist? How can we live together? They need to, I think, bring their own power. There have to be other power solutions so that the people aren't paying the full freight. The taxpayers and the residents of Maryland aren't paying the full freight of this thing. So we'll get into that debate and much more here in just a second. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. We've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, Sean. The outer loop of the Beltway with a problem already. It looks like a tractor trailer involved. Still a little bit dark, and the camera angle's not too good. But it looks like the outer loop tractor trailer sitting on pretty much the right side, but kind of crowding the right lane right at Paring Parkway. The exit ramp to Paring Parkway North is open. The entrance ramp coming up Paring Parkway to the inner loop is also getting by. It's right there in between. So just enough road blockage in the right lane that the backup on the Beltway went all the way back and even to and beyond the ramp at Harford Road. Let me see if it's back to Putty Hill. Not quite, but it is back pretty solid here, beginning right before Harford Road. So when you're there, you have to make your move over, get to the center and the left-hand lane. Already we could go to Joppa Road Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from that. Come back on at Lock Raven Boulevard or Providence Road. Make your move from there. There's a new construction area this morning. Heads up, very limited lanes at Philadelphia Road at Route 7 at Rossville Boulevard on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a weather alert for the rest of the week. Strong, severe storms and damaging winds, hail, even isolated tornado warnings could be possible today. Otherwise hot and humid. Upper 80s, storms will move out a little bit later on this evening. Right now we're looking at partly cloudy, 74 in Columbia. It is 76 and mostly clear in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today ahead of her 10th album release. Miley Cyrus is dropping her last name and will simply be going by Miley right now.
Okay.
If she wants to sell a lot of albums, she may want to change her name to Ella, because that'll certainly get her a lot of albums. You know, she just set the record 20 weeks at number one for Ella for Choosing Texas.
Good for her.
Maybe Billy Ray Cyrus is upset. Obviously, this is his daughter.
Right.
She's dropping the surname. Maybe he's got an achy, breaky heart. What do you think?
I don't mind what Billy Ray Cyrus
I know Billy Ray put a smile on your face.
That definitely changed my outlook.
State of Florida. That's right. State of Florida listeners has removed all license plate reading cameras from state roads.
Good.
Yeah. The cameras have all collected the data necessary to know 90% of cars in Florida are tan-colored Buicks driven by old people at 45 miles per hour in the passing lane.
You know what? I can believe that.
That's it.
Actually, they're 1997 Crown Vicks.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, there's I know that, you know, Fox's streaming service. You know, they actually have a special called Florida Man.
For real?
For real. I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm just going to get a temporary membership or whatever, you know, a trial membership, just to check it out. Florida Man on Fox's streaming service.
Yeah.
The life story of Chuck Whitnell.
Yeah. Apple's new era is underway. Tuesday, John Ternus officially took over for CEO after a 15-year reign by Tim Cook. And Ternus promising to continue the innovation set forth by his predecessors. You know, like the function on your iPhone where the flashlight turns on randomly and you can't turn it off. It takes four tries to turn off the damn flashlight.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, well.
The Department of Homeland Security is spending $2 million to purchase Boston Dynamics robot dogs for ICE. They have to use the robot dogs because they've deported all the Mexican chihuahuas.
Because they'll donate my Doberman. He'd do a great job.
Right. Elsewhere, a new survey out shows the majority of men considered dieting to be feminine.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it. You know you
stop.
Don't.
Stop.
Well, that's the reason why it's called Jenny Craig and not Lenny Craig. Right? That pretty much sums it up.
I'd like to see what Lenny Craig looks like.
That's right. Trouble for Wheel of Fortune announcer Jim Thornton.
Here are the stars of our show, Ryan Seacrest and Vanna White.
Old Jimbo has been suspended from the show. It stems from allegations made against him from a passenger on an American Airlines flight back in May. Law enforcement met the plane when it landed at LAX. Are no details as of yet what occurred.
Something occurred on the plane
between Jim.
Snakes on a plane.
And someone else. We don't know who.
He's maybe been want to buy a bow.
He's been the announcer since 2010.
He solved the puzzle.
He's 66, and now he's been 86, that's for sure. So I don't know if you're following these two trials. Lindsay Clancy, up in Massachusetts. Have you followed it at all? This is the mother that killed her.
I can't. It makes me sick.
Killed her three children. And there's no doubt that
it
she killed her three children. She's guilty as all. The question is whether...
4-3 now, right?
Yeah. The judge sent them back for further deliberations, and this probably is the last opportunity this jury has. But the problem is they now have five different charges they can consider in this case. She's arguing that she was suffering from postpartum depression, and the drugs that she gave led to a psychotic break, and that's why she killed her children. Others are speculating that it had something to do with the husband. I haven't followed it that closely. I just know that... it's getting
a
lot of traction.
Did the husband throw her down the steps or something, or throw her out the window?
She tried to commit suicide after she killed her children.
Yeah, she jumped out of a window.
Yeah, so...
both her legs.
Yeah.
Her back.
And then there's something to do with the... she tried to slit her wrist, but it wasn't deep enough. It's just a very bizarre story, but this thing is going on now. And she's become like the... you know, very similar to Luigi. She is getting a cult following now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, online and...
people boo-hooing. You know, I understand sympathy for somebody who's mentally ill. But they're making it... They're not... It's not so much that they're sympathizing with that. I just... I don't know what the girl's coming to. I really don't.
I think either... And they, first-degree murder is a consideration. Well, second-degree murder. And then, of course... So if they found guilty of that, of a premeditated act, she could face life in prison. If she's not guilty by reason of insanity or postpartum, she could go to a state psychiatric facility until she's deemed to be mentally well again. So that's the big difference, so... we'll see what happens there. And also, the other trial out there, it's not taking this long, but it's been almost a year since Charlie Kirk has been assassinated. It was last September.
Another one that makes me sick to look at.
And the judge finally ruled yesterday that his alleged assassin, Tyler Robinson, will stand trial. Mm-hmm. This took a year just to establish probable cause. And then
because
yesterday,
of a rotten judicial system.
It's messed up. But Robinson's attorney went and I don't know if you saw it or not, was smearing Charlie Kirk during his closing argument during pretrial hearing. So,
yeah. Oh, that,
guy's a scumbag.
And that's allowed, right?
Yeah.
This is okay.
Yeah.
This is okay.
But he will now stand trial, and he will face the death penalty in Utah.
I think they ought to bring him here.
He was smirking and laughing yesterday. Tyler Robinson, and I watched a little bit of the court proceedings. And,
I think he'd go smack his mama.
Yeah. So, yeah, just crazy. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 6:21. My good friend Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design is going to save you a bunch of money if you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen. They've got everything right there in their beautiful showroom on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. They've got the cabinet designs, the layouts, and all the different colors and styles, et cetera, and also all your countertops where they cut them and they polish them right there at the showroom Elegant Kitchen and Design. They've got granite. They've got quartz. They've got quartzite. And they are affordable. They're going to save you a lot of money. A lot of these kitchen remodeling projects are very, very expensive. You need to go there first and foremost. Elegant Kitchen and Design, and that's on the Baltimore County Showroom on Joppa Road, or their website, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com.
Hi, this is Kim Klasick. When an aging parent or loved one needs a little more support at home, knowing where to run matters. Visiting Angels of Pikesville and Owings Mills provides compassionate, personalized in-home care designed around each family's needs. Their caregivers help seniors remain safe, comfortable, and independent at home. Start with a free consultation. Visit visitingangels.com/Pikesville today. That's visitingangels.com/Pikesville.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Twenty-two minutes after the hour, we're talking about data centers, and Westmore was all for them at the beginning of his term. Now he's evolved, and he wants greater regulation, local controls, and that's fine for the counties to decide individually what they want to do with the data centers. But again, he basically vetoed a study, but it should have been done by now. And that had to be overridden by the Democrats in the General Insane Asylum, but we still don't have that study as of yet. We have one study, and that was sponsored by the Maryland Tech Council. They have a little vested interest in that, but again, this is a raging debate about these data centers, and now it's become a political hot potato. Dan Cox is calling out Westmore on his data center evolving, if you will, so a lot going on here. 410 WCBM 680 is our number, 1-800-922-6680. Give us a call. Let us know how you weigh in on the data center debate. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. And now Chuck, the Body Whitaker.
The wreck on the Beltway still affecting the right side of the outer loop right at Perrin Parkway, and it's crowding the right lane. So we're getting two lanes by the center and the left. Again, we're backed up before Harford Road and maybe going back into the area now towards Putty Hill. Just changing the camera to get a look, see if we're back. Yeah, we are. We're almost back now to Bel Air Road. So now, really back here at Harford Road or Bel Air Road, now is the time to make the move to Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, and then come back
onto the Beltway beyond the accident scene. If you're going to get in the middle of this right now, it may take 25 minutes to go from Bel Air Road just over to the accident scene. 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel, with some brake lights now after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Stay weather alert. Warning today, strong severe storms, damaging winds, hail, maybe even a chance for an isolated tornado. Conditions could be possible for that. Otherwise, humid and upper 80s, and then those storms will move out of here later on this evening. Partly cloudy, 72 right now in Ellicott City. It is 72 in Pikesville. The big data center debate. Let me just give you an example. What's the Quantum Frederick campus in Adamstown, out in Frederick County. Amazon Web Services is developing a data center there, 777,000 square feet. It is humongous. Permits also cover 99 emergency generators capable of producing more than 258 megawatts of backup power. Now, that's enough to power the electrical demands for 200,000 homes. You can see where the concerns come in on the electricity demands, the water demands, the use of land, etc. So you've got all those. But at the same time, you have all this data. I mean, everybody that has a smartphone, everybody that has computers, everybody has it and uses apps. AI right now is really driving this thing. Everybody's using, if you've used AI, you're contributing to this data center issue. And it's also a national security issue. President Trump has said, let it rain, R-E-I-G-H-N, whatever. He's a little bit off script with Vice President Vance, who wants to take a more cautious approach with the data centers. But President Trump says we need it. We can't let the Chinese steal the AI and become numero uno in the AI infrastructure. So now David Turner, he's the communications director and senior advisor for Westmore. He declined to comment for the story that Fox 45 and the Baltimore Sun did this morning. Wanting some kind of insight into the governor's policies and why he has evolved, why he has changed his tune and direction involving this decision for 6 million Marylanders. And I got to tell you, you should have a position on this. And for the governor's communications director not to articulate that because they've got some personal feud with Fox 45, I just think is disingenuous. It is not transparent. And certainly I think it is a great disservice to Maryland consumers and the like. Now, Bob Casale, he, of course, the Harford County executive, he was on with us a couple of weeks ago. We talked to him about the data center issue. Of course, this county has banned the use of data centers right now, or the building of new data centers, until they can get a more a feasibility study and get obviously the energy's the issue. And he said that's the number one thing driving this debate.
The first big need for data centers is energy. It's all about energy.
And he said until Maryland gets serious about generating energy, he doesn't see how any city, any county, any jurisdiction could even contemplate building a data center.
Maryland can choose to be an energy generating state and play in the data center world, or we can just continue where we're going and be an energy purchasing state, and in which case we have no business playing the data center world.
So meanwhile, this Adamstown resident, Mary, she didn't want to release her last name, but she basically was asked about Westmore, and he was gung-ho for the data centers in the beginning, and now, of course, he's pulled back significantly, and she was asked, do you trust Westmore on this?
I'm not sure about Governor Moore. I don't know why, but they seem to not bring him out very much.
Yeah, well, he's in other states. He's all over these other states. He's vowed to get black governors elected. Of course, he's ignoring Byron Donalds down in Florida. Imagine that. Wonder why, right? So we're looking at this, and this is certainly a major issue in this campaign. And I've said repeatedly that I believe the Democrats are vulnerable on the energy issue. Dan Cox is pursuing that, rightfully so, with the skyrocketing electric bills, and now, of course, the data center issue. But here's the dilemma. Again, we're going to need these data centers. And so the question now becomes, who's going to pay? Is it going to be the residents of these counties? Because they don't bring that many jobs, okay? They're basically machines in these warehouses. These are servers and server farms and things of that nature. So there aren't a lot of jobs that are created. They do take up a lot of land. They do require a lot of energy and a lot of water to cool these machines. And so that is the big debate right now. And should residents pick up the tab for this? Because it really doesn't benefit other than the use of your smart devices. That is something that all of us have to keep in mind. And then, of course, the national security component as well. You've heard me talk about the great experience I've had when I've upgraded my refrigerator. My refrigerator was like 17 years old, and couldn't put anything in it anymore. It was packed, and went in and bought a new one. And Big Mare guided us out on the right choice, helped my wife and I pick out the perfect appliance, and she loves it, and we what a difference, you know, a refrigerator makes, right? Right now, the big Labor Day event is going on at Town Appliance. Perfect to get ready for the holidays. Actually, right around the corner with 70 brands to choose from. Bosch, GE, which I bought, Cafe, KitchenAid, Monogram, and Gen Air. And either Mare, Big Mare, Little Mare, will use their knowledge and experience to make sure you pick the right fit for your needs, keeping you on budget. Go to townappliance.com or stop in and tell them that I sent you. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines once again with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Fox 45 reports a mother is facing multiple child neglect charges after her six young children were found alone at a rental property in Baltimore's McElderry Park neighborhood on Monday morning. Officers arrested Tiana Brown, 34, after finding her children without adult supervision at a house that was condemned by a building inspector later that day, according to a police report. Police learned about the neglected children from a city employee who had been working near the 2900 block of East Monument Street on Monday. That person said they had seen several young children running around the rear of the residence without apparent adult supervision, according to the report. And Maryland's paid family and medical leave program is entering a new phase, but many state employees will be operating under different rules than private sector workers. WBFF has been following changes to Maryland's family leave law as state officials now require employers to register for the Family and Medical Leave Insurance Program before payroll contributions begin in January. While many private sector employees will pay into family through paycheck deductions, thousands of workers in Maryland's executive branch will be covered under a separate arrangement. And police are searching for a male suspect they say carjacked an Amazon delivery driver with her child in the back seat Tuesday evening in East Baltimore. Around 6:18 p.m. on September 1st, officers were called to a reported carjacking and abduction in the 3900 block of Dudley Avenue, located in the city's Bel Air Edison neighborhood. When officers arrived, they spoke with the victim, who said she was driving her personal vehicle to deliver Amazon packages. That's when an unidentified male approached, forcibly removed her from the vehicle, and then fled the scene. The victim's child was secured in the back seat at the time of the carjacking, according to authorities. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman.
And I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. And along with my wife Rachel, we strive to continue our firm's 40-year reputation for excellence.
You know, Steve, when I started practicing law, things in the world were plenty different. No, FDR was not president, but folks were getting injured in auto accidents and by other negligent acts. And our work, our commitment to clients from the very start, has never wavered.
You're so right, Dad. Handling property damage, getting car rentals, assuring the best medical treatment, and really just getting their lives back remains our primary focus.
And that also means obtaining fair and just compensation for their pain and suffering, as well as for any permanent medical issues.
And although we prefer to settle cases, we often rely on judge and juries to obtain fair and just compensation.
So if you or a loved one has been injured by another's negligence, give us a call at the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848, for a free consultation.
And don't forget, Dad, there's no fee for us and no cost to our clients unless we win.
Well, then please continue winning.
Absolutely, not to worry.
The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the Mid-Atlantic region for over 40 years.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Pretty bad backup on the Beltway this morning. If you're coming over from 95, you run right into it now at Bel Air Road. So it's Bel Air Road, Harford Road, all the way to Perrin Parkway. And the wreck is only crowding the right-hand lane. But it's been there for a while, right around 10 minutes to 6 or so is when it happened. That's a big delay. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from that. Your exit ramp to Perrin Parkway is open. Your entrance ramp from Perrin Parkway northbound is open. A little bit slow right there at the scene. Both tunnels now picking up a little more traffic southbound with the lanes open. And we filled in on the west side just a bit now from Liberty Road down through Route 40 West.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we are weather alert as strong to severe storms move in. Damaging winds, hail, and even isolated tornadoes possible. Temperatures in the warm and humid, upper 80s. Some showers and storms early tonight. After that, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The wisdom behind throwing a rookie pitcher into a high leverage situation.
High drive, deep right field. Take a good look. You won't see it from there. It's going to be TJ Rumfield makes it 4-2.
Drew Goodman had the call on Rockies TV. Rumfield's two-run shot in the seventh came off left-hander Luis De Leon, just called up and making his Major League debut for the Birds. And that was the difference last night as the Rockies dropped the Orioles 4-2 was the final, ending Baltimore's four-game winning streak. Now, De Leon is a hot prospect, no doubt, who's risen quickly in the Orioles organization. But after the game, manager Albernez was pressed on his thinking of inserting the rookie into the seventh inning of a 2-2 tie on the road with the team in the hunt.
Yeah, KB going five. You know, obviously it kind of pushed everyone up. You know, we had a bunch of guys down today with the workload. You know, we had Walker up in the fifth. We didn't want to dry hump him, so we just put him into the game because his reserve's already up.
All right, now just an FYI before you spill your coffee, dry humping in this situation refers to where a relief pitcher is instructed to warm up in the bullpen to prepare to enter a tight, high-leverage game, but ultimately told to sit back down without ever appearing in such a game. The manager was pressed further later, asked if inserting De Leon in that situation gave him any pause.
No, not at all. It's tiger game is a string of lefties for him. And also where we're at in the season and in the bullpen, and you know, kinda that's who we had out there. We're more than comfortable going there with him. And he threw the ball extremely well.
All right. Meanwhile, with MLB rosters expanding yesterday, the O's making other moves as well, calling up outfielder Heston Kerstad nearly 15 months after appearing in his last MLB game and activating outfielder Luis Robert Jr., putting Christian Franklin on the 10-day injured list with left-hand inflammation. Elsewhere in baseball, the Orioles were hoping for some help last night from the Blue Jays, who were on the road in Cleveland.
High and deep to left center field.
Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Patrick Bailey's home run, the first of three for the Guardians last night. 6-1 the final over Toronto. Cleveland leads the chase by 1.5 over the Orioles and the Rangers. Ravens back on the practice field today after a day off yesterday. 12:55 the whistle will blow in the afternoon in Owings Mills. College football news. Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney joining the list of those against pro players returning to the college game. The close personal friend of Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti calling it embarrassing for the sport. Sweeney's Clemson Tigers will play Lane Kiffin's LSU Tigers this weekend, and LSU has such a player in tight end Daquan Wright. The time now is 6:37 when we return allegations of racism from a woke broadcaster.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Leave it to Gary Stein to introduce the concept of dry humping to our audience this morning. I have never heard that term.
Okay, I've heard it, but I wasn't sure if our listeners had heard it, so that's why I wanted to make sure that they understood what it meant in that situation.
Why wouldn't it be called dry mounding or something? Because it's more appropriate to the pitcher.
That's baseball, Sean.
If a pitcher leaves the game, early, could that be considered early withdrawal? I don't know. These are some of the questions that I have.
Premature withdrawal? Or something of that sort?
Something of that sort, yes.
You never know what you're going to get in this night on sports.
I never know what I'm going to get from you. That's the question.
Yes.
All right.
On that note, by the way, I didn't have a problem with him inserting De Leon last night. I mean, the bullpen was in such a situation where they called, you know, he was available, mm-hmm. and they wanted to go with a left-on-left matchup. And I thought that was okay, and then boom, right away, the home run happen and they lose the game.
Yeah, sometimes the hitter gets the best of the pitcher and vice versa. So.
And it was Coors Field and it was on the road. So, real quick, I know you got things to do. Dan Le Batard, are you familiar with him?
Yes.
Yes, former ESPN broadcaster.
Right. From Miami, right?
From Miami. Yeah. He's got
his own
show. Yep, exactly right. Talking about, this is in wake of the Tony Romo situation where they elevated T.J. Watt, talking about the selection of NFL broadcast talent by the networks. Let's listen to Dan Le Batard.
Luke Kuechly is now the up-and-coming broadcasting star that people like. When they look at Tony Romo and they put him on the bench for a while, they replace him with J.J. Watt. Gronk has a job, even though Gronk is a notoriously bad talker. And I just wonder if you guys notice that the sport is disproportionately black and the broadcasters that get hired are disproportionately white, and it's on purpose. Like, I'm asking the question, it's to make it palatable to the broadest section of people, and so I'm just asking.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Is he talking about color analysts, or is he talking about, sports-wide, I mean, system-wide?
Well,
because I see a number of black athletes on ESPN, on Fox, and so on, so I think there's a fairly adequate representation. Is he just talking about in the TV booth?
I think in this situation, he's talking about, yes, the TV booth. In other words, from Tony Romo to J.J. Watt to Luke Kuechly, these are all NFL game analysts who go in and have access to all the information, et cetera, et cetera. And his point is that he believes that white broadcasters can deliver that technical information better than black broadcasters. At least this is what the networks believe. And to appeal to the largest audience possible, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine the NFL would have the final say because, after all, they're ending racism. Right?
And they've written it on the white
line. Exactly. It's all over the field. And
absolutely.
They just haven't applied it. That message hasn't gotten up into the broadcast.
Except in the NFL front offices.
Exactly.
That's where racism still exists. The NFL can do nothing about that.
That's right. Hands up, don't shoot. I remember that. Thanks, Gary. 6:41, 19 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Yesterday, powerful day on Capitol Hill as the sheriffs, including Jeff Gaylor, they were there testifying against sanctuary cities, sanctuary policies. There was one special moment. Marcus Coleman, his daughter, I think she was 7 at the time, Delilah, was permanently disabled by an illegal alien who was driving a truck. And he absolutely, and there was Jamie Raskin and all these Democrats, and he absolutely launched, very calmly, very cool, very collective, but he launched and ripped the Democrats a new one on this panel. They sat there stone-faced and didn't utter a word. They had to take it. Here was what Marcus Coleman had to say about them and their so-called lack of empathy for people like him and his disabled daughter.
I reject your guys' sympathy, to be honest with you. There's no way you guys are sorry. Not one of you guys have ever called me. Not one of you guys have ever reached out to me. Not one of you guys have ever sat there and seen me in the hallways and said, hey, sorry about your daughter. You guys do it right here while you guys are grandstanding on top of your soapbox. This is when you guys care. Right here inside this room is the only time you guys care. I've never received anything from anybody over here at all regarding my daughter or my family or anything. Hey, Mr. Coleman, your guys' Delilah law, I want to help you revise this so that we were interested inside of it. Nothing. You guys have no pathway to anything. My daughter doesn't deserve this. She didn't ask for any of this. The people that jumped the fence did, though. They knew exactly what they were doing. They still chose to move forward in that direction. And every day something's happening to somebody. And it is your guys' fault. I hold each and every one of you responsible for it. And I always will.
Very powerful moment, yesterday on Capitol Hill. And these are Democrat policies, these open border policies that let, millions of illegal aliens into this country. We're still dealing with that up in New York. While New York Democrats are shielding monsters, DHS announced the arrest of over 2,000 illegal aliens, including child rapists and killers during Operation Rotten Apple. And again, they don't care. It's obvious they don't care. Because obviously they would do something about it. But this young girl, Delilah Coleman, she was hit when she was 5 years old, permanently disabled, left with a massive traumatic brain injury as a result of an illegal alien truck driver who could not speak English, could not read English, and was given a license to drive on our roads by that. That company should be held fully accountable. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the big problem has been on the Beltway. This happened before 6 on the outer loop between the ramps at Pearing Parkway, still crowding the right lane. So the center lane and the left-hand lane are open. The backup is all the way back to you get to the ramp, even before Bel Air Road. So it's 95 over to Bel Air, and then it's stop and go from there. It doesn't get any better till you cross the bridge at Pearing Parkway. So again, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from the Beltway until they get this last little piece of this wreck cleared out of here and off from the right shoulder and reopen the right lane. They may be doing that soon. I'm seeing some activity there now with the state highway truck in the right lane, so obviously we'll keep you posted on that. And a report, there may be a broken down vehicle. Haven't seen it yet. BW Parkway southbound at Route 197 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast severe stay weather alert warnings here. Strong severe storms, damaging winds, hail. Maybe conditions for a possible tornado later today. Otherwise humid and highs in the upper 80s. Storms will move out of here a little bit later on this evening. Thank goodness. Right now, partly cloudy, 76 in Ocean City, 75 in downtown Baltimore. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. The name, the Butterball,
Butterball Johnson.
Johnson.
And I like to eat at 5:30. Like a peasant.
Is that Nancy? That sounds like Nancy.
I can hear her teeth rattling around.
That and the Botox shaking. She was jiggling.
It's a wonder she can even speak with all that Botox. It's like freeze face.
It must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that.
We've got the top national ice cream brands are now have been published, and they are, of course, number one nationwide is Blue Bell ice cream. That's
I thought it was Blue Bunny. It's Blue Bell.
There's Blue Bunny. There's Blue Bell. Blue Bell. Yep. Again, this is the Texas-based ice cream maker, the most searched national ice cream brand, followed by Baskin-Robbins and then Ben & Jerry's. Mm-hmm. Which ice cream do you think Marylanders like the most?
I'd say Baskin-Robbins. I mean, that's a staple.
I would have said that, too, but remember, Maryland now is very liberal.
Is Baskin-Robbins a good conservative company?
I don't know what their politics are.
Oh, okay.
But Ben & Jerry's, we know what their politics are, and that's the number one choice.
Of course.
For Marylanders is Ben & Jerry's.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look up Florida here this morning and see what Florida is.
Quick update if I could?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All lanes are open now. 100 loop at pairing.
Yeah, Bluebell. Florida is number one ice cream for Florida is the Bluebell. Speaking of ice cream, Baskin-Robbins just turned Biscoff into an entire dessert collection.
Is that cookie thing?
The iconic cookie.
Yeah, you get it on an airplane quite a bit. Yeah.
I haven't been on an airplane since 2000.
It's the cookie thing. Taco Bell's new churro ice cream is giving a major Choco Taco vibe. So they have that. It looks like a taco, but it's got ice cream in the middle with the chocolate on top. Never-ending pasta bowl back at Olive Garden again. Now through Thanksgiving. They just restarted the promotion, and apparently it has been a major winner. So the pastas include fettuccine, spaghetti angel hair, and rigatoni. You can choose from 5 different sauces and endless toppings.
That'll bind you.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Here's one for you, Chuck. New at White Castle, the beer cheese sausage slider.
It's a slider, all right. Both in and out.
That's with new garage beer flavored beer cheese. Pretzel nibblers with garage beer cheese.
That's like having WD-40 on a sliding board. Right out.
He puts it right on the end of a board, just slides it right into his mouth.
Excuse me?
Greases the skids, so to speak.
Oh,
the skids. I've been on the skids before.
Yes, you have.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
You and that famous Marx Brothers skid. Shake Shack debuting the limited edition menu item made with America's favorite Halloween candy, Reese's. So if you want a Shake Shack Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Shake, you can get it at Shake Shack. Maggie has officially left the show mentally moments ago. Chipotle brings back Pollo Asado with new recipe, introducing new, I like this, the chili lime chips. Now they go by and get some of those.
Yeah, I like those.
Good stuff there. Remember we told you about that Trader Joe's, they were coming out with their own version of Uncrustables, PBJ Uncrustables. Well, now they got sued. And Smucker's now, a judge has just ruled that Smucker's can proceed with their lawsuit against Trader Joe's over their frozen PB&J.
Yeah.
So the Trader Joe's is a round frozen PBJ, while the Uncrustable has got more of a square, more of a with edges on it. So,
yeah, right.
But they're pretty much the same ingredients, except they just look different. That's all.
I have one right over here.
Yeah. What, right now this morning?
Uncrustable, yes, sitting right over here, ready to go.
Is it thawed out yet?
Yes, it is. Okay. Overnight.
I just can't get that beer cheese sausage slider
the sausage
out of my
beer
head.
Cheese slider. That's going to go down in the Hall of Fame for tailgating.
You know, Joe Lombardo and I one time were drinking at Chi-Chi's on Timonium Road.
I can't imagine that.
He fell down. He stepped on my tongue.
Mm.
Yep.
And that's why we've had this these kinds of reports all these years.
I've been slurring a little bit lately.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. In addition, yesterday, Brandon Gill, the Texas congressman, cornered a doctor in Miami that had a website, basically, have a baby in Miami. And he was encouraging illegals to come into this country and drop anchor babies. Here was that exchange.
Is it true that your business, Have My Baby in Miami, marketed itself to and facilitated the entry of foreign nationals seeking to come to the United States to give birth and obtain birthright citizenship for their children?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question on the grounds that a truthful answer may tend to incriminate me, and I invoke my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the United States.
Okay. Witness invokes his Fifth Amendment right. I've got your website right here that you had spent quite a bit of time marketing, which suggests that you were, in fact, facilitating the entry of foreign nationals so that they could give birth and obtain citizenship for their children. This is Have My Baby in Miami's website. On the front page of it, the last line of the commentary states, "Now the dream of having a child in the United States is closer to reality than you ever imagined." Is this your website, Dr. Lorenz?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question on the grounds that a truthful answer may incriminate me, and I invoke the rights under the Fifth Amendment to the United States.
Have My Baby in Miami. And there was the website. There was no doubt about it. They got him dead to rights. And again, this is just outrageous. And taking a page out of Dr. Fauci's book with the repeated invocation of the Fifth Amendment. Just amazing. My good buddies at Town Appliance, I tell you, if you're a contractor, a builder, if you're a multi-property owner, if you're a designer, take my advice. My son did, my son and daughter-in-law, they were redoing their kitchen, remodeling their kitchen. They went to Town Appliance to get all their appliances, and they saved a significant amount of money, and so will you. You get your own trade rip with the Town Appliance Trade Program. Again, they guarantee nationwide delivery. You get competitive pricing on all your projects, and you get great service. White Star customer service there with just amazing, over 70 different brands to choose from, whether you're a single appliance or you're redoing the whole kitchen like my son and daughter-in-law recently have done. So check them out, townappliance.com. Tell them I told you to call, and or you can visit them at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Are you a can kicker slash procrastinator? Here's the deal with can kickers. One day that can could be a bucket, and that's not something you want to kick. When it comes to life insurance, you can't procrastinate another day, because today is the day to call Big Lou. If you're 50 to 60, maybe a little porky, on meds or type 2 diabetes, you may qualify. Big Lou specializes in people with real-life health glitches because everyone's got one or two. Then Big Lou knows how to tip the scales in your favor. A $1 million term life policy may only cost about $200 a month, depending on age, health, and the policy you choose. Remember, Big Lou's like you. But when it comes to a can, he spends more time sitting on one. For affordable term life insurance today, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or BigLou.com. When it comes to life insurance, don't kick the can. Call Big Lou at 800-555-1509 or BigLou.com.
Paid for by term provider.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we're loosening up just a bit now on the Parkville side of the Beltway. The wreck at Perrin Parkway, which was there for more than an hour, has cleared now.
and all the lanes are back open. The tail end of that is still back at Bel Air Road, but we're making a little progress now at Hartford Road, and then a good speed as you're coming over from Perrin Parkway, and then up the hill, just going to check Providence Road. Ooh, now we're slow again towards Delaney Valley Road. I don't know if this just caught up with itself or there's something over towards Delaney Valley Road. I don't see anything there. I'm a little concerned about what's going on right after Providence Road on the north side. So we'll get an eye on that. But this went from clear to almost completely stopped now. And I think I just heard Baltimore County dispatch out that there may be a wreck in that area. So this could be a new one. Oh, here comes the fire department. Outer loop coming on the ramp at Providence Road. So it looks like the wreck is between Providence and Delaney Valley. Just cleared one, and now another one on the northeast side. Holy mackerel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25, weather authority forecast, weather alert for today, especially today and this afternoon. Strong severe storms, possible damaging winds, hail may be in there, even conditions for a possible tornado. Otherwise, it'll be humid, highs in the upper 80s. Storms will move out a little bit later on this evening. Right now, 74 and cloudy in Pasadena, 73 in Parkville. We just played Jamarcus Coleman, his young daughter, who was five at the time, Delilah, suffered a permanent brain injury, and now she is permanently disabled as a result of an illegal alien, Indian immigrant, Parteep Singh, that was given a truck driver's license, a CDL, could not speak English, could not read English, and plowed into the back of the family van. And attempting to, attempting to make an illegal U-turn, and the van, with no notice whatsoever, the van slammed into the truck. You probably saw a video of this, and she now is permanently disabled. And earlier in the week, we played with Sean Duffy, Transportation Secretary, announcing that 270 trucking schools have now been shut down, accused of not having enough qualified instructors, lacking appropriate vehicles and facilities to train drivers, or allowing people to pass their test even if they couldn't speak or read English, which is just an accident waiting to happen. And, of course, the Biden lax border policies in states like Maryland, which is a sanctuary state, by the way, very lenient laws allowing people to obtain these CDLs. One of the 270 schools that were closed around the country was one in Frederick, Maryland. This was the United CDL school. It's unclear what the violation the school is charged with. Sean Duffy said, you have to speak English to operate a commercial vehicle. I didn't create that rule. President Trump didn't create the rule. The rule has been in place for decades. And the White House now promoting Delilah's Law, named for Delilah Coleman. And again, who suffered life-threatening injuries after being hit by an illegal alien truck driver. And she was there in attendance with her dad yesterday on Capitol Hill. In addition to restricting who can obtain CDLs, Delilah's Law, if passed, would allow for federal highway funding to be withheld for states that don't comply with the new requirement. So, to Maryland's credit, only one school, the one United School in Frederick, was closed down. So, not as bad in Maryland as it is in some other states. Some other states had multiple offenders. California is one of the worst offenders out there today as well. In addition, nearly 4 years after Maryland passed a law requiring that lodging establishments such as hotels, motels, and inns train every employee to recognize human trafficking, nearly 90% of the state's nearly 800 properties have failed to submit certifications to the state, according to the Maryland Department of Labor. The law, which was an amendment to the Maryland Business Regulation Code, took effect October 1st, 4 years ago. The hotels must certify annually that every employee completes the training, and the law requires innkeepers to keep guest records for 6 months to assist in law enforcement investigations. Certification filings have fluctuated sharply since the requirement took effect. And again, we have received, or the Department of Labor has received, 92 certifications in 2023, 200 in 2024. But last year, it fell to 82, the lowest annual total on record. And the reason why there's no civil fine or other specific penalty for failing to train workers or submit the annual certification without any sanctions at all, hotels in Maryland have no incentive to comply with the law. And this aids and abets the human trafficking, the human traffickers, and the sex trafficking that's going on in Maryland as we speak. Some hotels may be disinclined to comply because they have to pay employees for the training they complete. And I'm not suggesting that the state pay for it, but again, I think they're, you know, it's a, you know, you can make that choice, pay for it or not. But if you don't train your employees to recognize human trafficking, then there should be kind of some kind of civil fine. In fact, in North Carolina, it's a $500 fine for the first offense, $1,000 for the second, and $2,000 for subsequent infractions. I think Pennsylvania also passed a law that takes it goes into effect next January as well. This is how we have to get a leg up on the human traffickers because they're all over the state. And I've said repeatedly, the United States of America is the number one destination for sex trafficking, human trafficking in the world. You would think that every state, every governor would make this a priority, and yet that is not the case. They pass these meaningless laws with no teeth in them. It's just disgusting. All right, Elegant Kitchen and Design. It's a hot time right now to be remodeling that kitchen, and the best way for you to save money in that remodel, because these can get very expensive. I mean, you know, it averages, depends on how big your kitchen is, but it's in the tens of thousands of dollars. If you want to save money, go to Elegant Kitchen and Design, Joppa Road, Baltimore County. Go see my good buddy Mike. He'll set you up with incredible layouts, designs, styles, colors, all the countertops, granite, quartzite. They've got it all at Elegant Kitchen and Design. Check out their website first, and you can head in see the showroom, elegantkd.com. That is elegantkd.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran has attacked American allies in the Gulf as renewed fighting with the U.S. ends a month-long pause. An Iranian drone sparked a fire at a residential complex in Kuwait City. No casualties reported. Bahrain intercepted incoming drones. Other attacks targeting Jordan, the UAE, and Iraq's Kurdish region. The death toll now tops 1,100 in the catastrophic flooding in Nepal and Tibet. Meanwhile, some previously unaccounted for tourists have managed to get in touch with authorities, say they're all right.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says five Australians were confirmed safe overnight in Nepal, reducing the number of missing Australians to 38.
But that's 38 families, 38 people who we hold grave fears for. We hope, of course, for positive news further.
Officials also said two Spanish nationals, two Americans and a Belgian national had contacted authorities and were now classified as in contact. Meanwhile, search efforts continue after last week's floods, which killed over 1,100 people and left thousands more missing. Nepal's foreign ministry says 324 foreign nationals have been rescued, while about 590 from 39 countries remain unaccounted for. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Citing overwhelming evidence, a Utah judge has ordered Charlie Kirk's accused assassin to stand trial. If he's convicted, Tyler Robinson could face a death sentence. A Massachusetts jury has been ordered by a judge to continue deliberating the fate of Lindsay Clancy. She's a 36-year-old woman who claims that postpartum psychosis led her to kill her three young children. Earlier, jurors told the court that they were deadlocked. The judge ordered them to keep trying for a verdict. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 67 points. The Nasdaq futures off 158. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, we've got to look at this wreck on the outer loop. It is between Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. You went from all backed up because of the wreck at Perrin Parkway. You got the green light there. Everybody
took off, and then they ran into each other between Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. So the fire department is there. They're blocking the right lane again. So here we go. Just when we thought the Parkville side might clear out, back to total gridlock again. We'll say it again. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from the backup. Right now, you're in the center and the left-hand lane as you're going by the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Here are Fox 45 forecasts. We are weather alert as strong to severe storms move in. Damaging winds, hail, and even isolated tornadoes possible. Temperatures in the warm and humid, upper 80s. Some showers and storms early tonight. After that, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 71 degrees in Falston and 72 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the Towson Chamber of Commerce is warning people against causing disturbances in the community after hundreds of people gathered in a parking lot last week, prompting police to arrest two college-aged men and a nearby business to close for the evening. Nancy Hafford, executive director of the Towson Chamber of Commerce, said in a video posted to Facebook, "If you want to come here and act like a fool, our police will arrest you." The gathering happened on August 26 in a parking lot off of Allegheny Avenue as students returned to campus. Police were seen escorting people away from the area. According to Baltimore County Police, two college-aged men were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. And two Harford County Sheriff's deputies fired their weapons Tuesday after a suspect allegedly struck several vehicles while fleeing from a traffic stop in Abingdon, authorities said. The incident happened on September 1st around 12:23 p.m. And Fox 45 also reports a Silver Spring woman was found dead in the water of Lost Lake at Patapsco State Park on Monday. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 257, the pick 4, 7899. It's 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This Labor Day, give yourself something you've really earned, a break on your wellness routine. The Rescue Natural Supplements Labor Day sale is on, and the savings are huge. Right now, save up to 75% off Rescue Premium Supplements, plus get free shipping. Looking for natural heart health support, better joint care, immunity support, or just want to feel your best every day? Rescue has you covered with high-quality, trusted formulas, including high-intensity omega-3s, blood sugar support, probiotics, multivitamins, and more. So before summer fades away, take a well-deserved break and get the wellness essentials for your specific health goals at savings up to 75% off plus free shipping. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. But hurry, these deals won't last. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com for up to a 75% off today.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The O's bats fall silent again in Colorado. Two runs this time, not enough in a 4-2 loss, despite this shot from Jackson Holliday.
That ball is cranked to right field. It's a jolly holiday for Jackson. He's tied the game.
At 2 in the 7th, Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. But ultimately, the Birds would fall on the late 2-run shot by the Rockies. Orioles now just 11-62 at the plate in these two games against the league's worst pitching staff. Manager Albernaz was asked if he was frustrated by the Orioles' lack of offense.
Not frustrating. It's just like the at-bats, I think, could have been better. Seemed like we were taking some hittable fastballs and then chasing a little bit, which is uncharacteristic for us.
The upshot is the Orioles fall back in the chase for the playoffs, 1.5 now behind Cleveland, who beat the Blue Jays last night 6-1. Other NFL news, former Dallas Cowboy quarterback and CBS broadcaster Tony Romo pleaded no contest to OWI in Wisconsin, revealing an over-reliance on alcohol stemming from chronic pain after multiple back surgeries. Romo released a statement on his Instagram account to his 658,000 followers in which he took responsibility for his actions, saying in part, quote, "As I have talked taught my three young sons, when you fall short, you stand up and you take full responsibility, and that is what I'm doing here. Coming up in 30 minutes, the college football season kicks off in earnest this weekend, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. Hour number two here on KCN Company, and you can connect at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using a free WCBM mobile app. We'll get some of those texts here momentarily. Coming up in this hour, Mayor BS is now making things up. New claims against the Office of Inspector General in their bitter feud over access to city records. More taxpayer dollar mismanagement by the state of Maryland, which may have cost us $818 million. Remember, we got shortfall. We've got deficits all the way around. But a top story here today, just as Congress votes themselves special favors, they're on their own health care plan, they're on their own pension and retirement plans, they've got all sorts of taxpayer-provided bennies. The same thing has happened here in the state of Maryland regarding the family program we've been discussing here the last couple of days. That's the family and medical leave insurance. And they have begun registering companies for this paid family leave. And that is for every company that has at least one employee has to register. But companies can still opt out if they provide a private paid leave plan, rather. But in this particular case, if they don't, companies with fewer than 15 employees get a small employer discount, meaning that only the employee contributes. I love that word, the contribute, right? Try not contributing and see how that works, okay? One of our listeners made that point earlier this morning. But if you have 15 employers or more, then the 0.9% contribution has to be split between the company and the employee equally, 0.45% each. And then that'll be collected starting January 1 of next year. And then the benefits up to $1,000 for paid family or medical leave would start in January of 2028. But wait, there's more. Apparently, there is a different system for state employees. And Ross Manchard, he's with the Taxpayer Protection Alliance, says that's not fair to have state executive branch employees have a different system than the rest of us here in the state of Maryland.
It's a travesty. And we see this time and time again, not just in Maryland, but in states across the country where these state employees get a much better deal than the average Joe, and it costs taxpayers tens of millions of dollars per year.
How much of a better deal is it? Well, the state employee program is different. The workers do not pay into family. Instead, under a separate program created by House Bill 1503, qualifying executive branch employees can receive their full regular pay while on leave. The rest of us schmoes get up to $1,000, but the state executive branch employees get the full freight of their salary. The benefit came out of their collective bargaining between Westmore and the state employee unions. Right. He takes care of the unions, but not the taxpayers and the voters of the state of Maryland. In addition, remember, we're going to be contributing to this. We have no choice. It's going to come out of your paycheck starting this January. But the state employees aren't contributing anything in the executive branch. On top of that, family requires most workers to have clocked at least 680 hours to qualify for benefits. I mean, 680 full hours of work. State program does not have this requirement. So you could be a state employee, and you can work 1 hour, and you get that benefit. It's outrageous. And this is the Portia Wu, Maryland Department of Labor, on this program.
The state program was very explicitly devised by the General Assembly.
Yeah, it was devised, all right. It was devious. Again, General Assembly taking care of their state executive branch. But the taxpayers, we get hooked. And by the way, we're paying for both, right? We pay for our contribution for our family and medical leave insurance. And we also, as taxpayers, now are on the hook to pay the state executive branch employees as well. That's a great deal if you can get it, right? Of course, we would never get that. We're the ones left with skyrocketing bills, high vehicle fees, largest tax increase in history. Now more money's coming out of our paycheck, and we got to pay for ourselves and the state executive branch employees. Boy, do we get screwed royally. 713 traffic weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Check out HernandoCounty.com.
Okay.
You'll be down here before we can even get packed the first box.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm not lying to you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not lying,
all right.
You know? All right. The outer loop wreck now looks like it's pretty much cleared. It may be on the shoulder. It's in a bad spot for the camera. It's east of Delaney Valley Road. It's west of Providence Road. I saw the fire department leave, and now it looks like the right lane is open there. But they might still be on the shoulder. And even the inner loop was looking at it coming over from Delaney Valley Road. That's two wrecks on the northeast side since before 6 this morning, and we're still backed up. The inner loop through Green Spring now should probably start to see at least some building traffic through there, through Park Heights Avenue and over through that area. Some bright sunshine right through there as well. Checking on the outer loop now, and yep, all the normal stuff is there. 795 to Frederick Road. The inner loop, because of the slowing at Park Heights Avenue, is heavy coming up from Liberty Road underneath the bridge at Reisterstown Road. And then that bright sunshine was definitely a factor at that point. 895, I'm sure by now, we haven't had a chance to go back there for a while. Has to be backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp, and it is. And it looks like everybody's going into the tunnel. Just want to make sure. Yep, it looks like we're clear going in, but heavy traffic south. And then 95 now should begin to pick up some delays as well, anywhere around the O'Donnell Street ramp and the Eastern Avenue bridge coming south towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Stay weather alert today. We've got some strong, severe storms that are in the offing. Damaging winds, hail, maybe even tornado-like conditions are possible. Otherwise, it'll be humid today, upper 80s. Those storms will move out a little bit later on this evening. Right now, cloudy, 76 in Annapolis, 72 in Ellicott City. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
President Trump yesterday issued a warning to Tehran and the new military strikes near the Strait of Hormuz, the new tanker-for-tanker policy. If Iran hits a tanker or attempts to hit a tanker, we take out one of their tankers completely. That is now underway. Attack against the IRGC with targets in Iran underway. The president said the United States is, as we speak, striking Iranian targets near the Strait of Hormuz. The strikes are large and powerful in retaliation for the Iranians' failed attempt at adding sea mines to the strait, which currently has no mines. They've been completely removed or detonated, and the Iranians shooting 8 missiles, all successfully knocked down at our troops at a military base in Jordan. If the failed nation of Iran retaliates for this very justified attack, they will be hit again at much harder and higher levels, but it will not be the biggest attack of them all. That is waiting in the wings. And when it's over, there'll be very little left of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Iran did offer a somewhat of a peace deal. They want to go back to the memorandum of understanding that they had, well, months, 60 days to sign, and would never sign it and sign off on it. And the president said, he's done. That's it. He says there's just no more negotiations. He doesn't trust anything that was written down on paper that the Iranians would sign now anyway. So they've basically are on a short leash now and they kind of hung themselves, and we're hammering the IRGC. Very little are going to be left there. Scott Bessent at the G20, talking with Larry Kudlow, talking about who they're finding out are socialists in America these days.
When you talk about socialism here in the U.S., when we look at the demographic of those voters, they are overeducated and under-earning.
Yes.
So these are underachievers who are jealous of those who want to go and work every day.
Yeah, a little bit later on, we'll introduce you to the Democrats' I Hate America Caucus a little bit. And again, a lot of these are radical Islamo fundamentalists. These are the Antifa types. These are white liberal women that hate capitalism, that hate America. It is kind of sad. The stories that never get told, that you never hear about President Trump. Recently, John Fetterman, the Pennsylvania senator, was on with Greta Van Susteren on Newsmax. They both told stories about the other side of Trump that the media never portrays.
On a personal level, I've said that he's very engaging and very, again, undeniably, he has that kinds of strong political kinds of skills and personality. And he also, even checked in on my dad. My dad's, having a real difficult situation, health, about his heart. And he absolutely checked in on that because he, but overall, and yeah, there are things that I'll disagree with the president on, but on a personal level, it's been more than happy. And we did a joint event at the White House last month for the Penn State wrestling team, national champs. Did a great event together, Doug. And now we're not here as Republican or Democrat. Hey, we're the senators from Pennsylvania celebrating this incredible accomplishment to be national champs.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see that side of Trump, like calling, checking in on your father. Years ago, before he even ran for president, I was covering a story of this down-and-out soldier who had PTSD, and I got a call from Trump asking me what his address was. I said, I don't know his address. Why? He said, because I want to help the guy. And I said, well, I don't know. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll send you a check and you find him. So he hangs up the phone, and the next day I get a FedEx from Donald Trump with a personal check to the guy for $25,000. And now I had to go find the guy. But it's not something Trump could write off on his taxes. It's not something that was reported. There are these stories about Trump where he's pretty gruff often. He says some pretty rough things and tweets some pretty rough things, but he's got that side of him.
He does.
No, definitely. The private and the personal, at least in my experience, is very different.
Yeah, very different, very generous, but the media never portrays that. Some of the headlines you may have missed, that Trump has emerged with victories. He scored a major win as the Supreme Court cleared the way for mail-in voting order ahead of the 26 midterms. We have the largest mass visa revocation in history, targeting over 200,000 foreigners who overstayed their visas. ICE arrests have jumped nearly 50,000 in July, the highest monthly total in Trump's second term. U.S. business activity expanding at the fastest pace since 2022. International student enrollment falls amid tighter U.S. visa policies. Fentanyl deaths have plunged 22% as the president has touted a crackdown and secured our border. The Trump administration pausing immigrant visa applications. ICE quietly arrests a jaw-dropping number of illegals and massive D.C. area operation there. Also laying out a new $100,000 fee proposal for H-1B visas. And again, axing the refundable tax credits for illegal aliens. They shouldn't get a single dime. Just one of the many ongoing wins that we're seeing under the Trump administration. 589 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:21, Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowen Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603, 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Kim Klasick here. Want to know what real relaxation sounds like? It's saying, hey family, let's head down to our beach house in Delaware this weekend. Instead of spending thousands every summer on rental, why not own your own place at the beach? That's where Adam Kasabi with Long & Foster comes in. Adam knows the Delaware beach market better than anybody and can help make that dream happen. Call or text Adam today at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643 or visit buyindelaware.com.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why it helps to know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround times, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, both the tunnels now heavily involved. 95, looking at the live shot here right at Moravia Road. That's where the tail end of that begins and goes all the way down through Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And right now, we're getting all the lanes open southbound, but it is the normal backup and the heavy traffic through there. Have not seen any problems going into the tunnel, and the south end looks okay towards Key Highway and eventually down to 395. But all that heavy traffic is there, and I would imagine 895 is just about the same backup. Might not be back to Moravia Road. Now, it's not quite as around Pulaski Highway for 895. 30-minute delays right now on 95, 25 minutes at least on 895 southbound. JFX, you're good. Beltway traffic recovering from two early problems this morning. Had a wreck at Pering, had a wreck at Delaney Valley Road. All of that still slow. Some bright sunshine on the inner loop as you're coming around Delaney Valley Road. They were looking at the wreck. The bright sunshine was right there as well. The inner loop through Pikesville is backed up, and the west side is solid. 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Stay weather alert today. Strong, severe storms could be possible. Damaging winds, hail, even tornado-like conditions. Otherwise humid, upper 80s for the high today. And the storm should move out by later on this evening, so keep that in mind. Right now we're looking at cloudy conditions, 76 in Ocean City and 75 in Dundalk. Let's get some of these texts and emails shared with our listeners here this morning. We talked a little bit about the Maryland's favorite ice cream, what happens to be Ben & Jerry's, according to search engine results. Betsy says Taharka Brothers, local, very good. Yeah, I've had their ice cream. It's really, really good. It's like a boutique ice cream. Steve, we talked about the data centers in the first hour. He said the data center question for me is this. When building some of these data centers, why can't they be built smaller and less cumbersome? We have situations where if they're too large and a fire happens, it's going to be a major event and disaster for the entire area it is located in. This will cause major headaches for all involved. You have to think in terms of logistics and practicality before actually planning to build something that large. I would agree with that. That's why these feasibility studies need to be conducted and done. And I think that things will get smaller. I think as the chips improve, the speed of the chips, and again, if you notice, the old computers, the desktop computers, were very large. I now have one sitting on my desk that is like, about half the size of a shoebox. So the size is getting better. The chips are getting smaller, faster. That's what's driving this AI. But the amount of data that is being stored and needed, maybe we should cut back on some of that data. Maybe they're just data that's needed for AI. Maybe we don't need as much data kept for Facebook and some of these other digital applications. James in the Outer Banks says, good morning. I love how Maryland officials call these and other taxes contributions. Try choosing not to contribute. Yeah, you made that point earlier. We're talking here about the Family and Medical Leave Insurance Act, and I would think that there might be a lawsuit here under equal treatment under the law. I don't know how in the state of Maryland that the private sector people that work in private sector jobs are going to be forced to have a deduction come out of their paychecks for this medical leave insurance, yet state employees under the state executive branch and the state unions, they won't have to make said contributions. And we're paying for both. We're paying for ourselves, and we're paying for the state executive branch employees as well. In addition, we're required to work 680 hours in order to qualify, while they're required to work zero, I guess. It's just a benefit that comes with the job. So I think that's not treating people equally. I don't think it's equitable, nor do I think it's fair. And there are any number of ways that you can, I guess, in collective bargaining, try to make sure that it used to be that state employees got paid such low wages that they made up in benefits. If you know anybody that has a state job, their health benefits and are much better than many of those in the private sector. And that's how they used to make it up. But now I would think that if this is a mandatory program, okay, you can choose not to have health benefits. Well, now you can't after Obamacare, but it used to be that you could choose whether you wanted health benefits or not, but at least you could choose your own benefit. Now, they are offering a private plan for, you know, some of these plans right now that for the private sector employees. Ross Manchin of the Taxpayer Protection Alliance saying he's looked at this and this is a raw deal for taxpayers.
It's no small chunk of change. We are living in an affordability crisis. It's getting worse by the day. We have a $600 million budget shortfall. Something's got to give, and the average Joe is getting the raw end of the deal.
Yeah, yesterday I asked the question, where's this money going? Is this going into the general fund? Is it what kind of fund is it? Where can the general insane asylum Democrats dip into this fund, redirect it? Portia Wu, Maryland Department of Labor, says no, this is a alleged dedicated fund.
It doesn't have an intersection with the general fund or federal revenues or grants or anything like that. It is out of dedicated money.
Yeah, well, we all know how that works. Anybody that contributed to the Maryland 529 program knows how dedicated fund money works. When you need it, it's usually not there. Sorry, don't trust it. You have not earned my trust with that kind of dedicated fund, nor should you ever until we have a complete forensic audit of what the hell's going on in this state. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. With the update now, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 says a Silver Spring woman was found dead in the water of Lost Lake at Patapsco State Park on Monday. The Maryland Natural Resources Police said around 3:30 p.m. on August 31st, officials responded to the Glen Artney area of Patapsco Valley State Park in Halethorpe for a report of a dead woman found in the water. Baltimore County Police and Fire Department personnel responded to the scene and identified the woman as Huang Lin Dang, 39, of Silver Spring. An autopsy will be conducted at the office of the chief medical examiner in Baltimore, and an investigation into the circumstances of her death are ongoing. And the Maryland Transportation Authority failed to use several available enforcement tools to collect more than $818 million in unpaid tolls and penalties from out-of-state motorists, according to a state audit released Tuesday. The Office of Legislative Audits found that the authority had not entered into enforcement agreements with other states, hired a private collection agency, or sought approval to refer the debt to Maryland's Central Collection Unit. Most of the debt had lingered for years, according to the audit, which spanned March 2020 through May 2025. About 82% of the $818 million outstanding was more than a year old, including $386.3 million left outstanding for more than 3 years. And school police have arrested an elderly man after they caught him inside of Reginald F. Lewis High School with burglary tools and items belonging to the principal. The charging documents for Wardell Richardson, 71, describe how school police found him while responding to a burglary alarm at the school on August 23rd. The documents state that the high school had been experiencing a rash of breaking and entering incidents. Officers who were sent to investigate the alarm encountered the building custodian, who informed them that the office for the school's basketball coach had been damaged. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The outer loop of the Beltway from Parkville to Towson is still rather slow. We had a big wreck early this morning before 6 o'clock. Then we had another wreck on the outer loop before Delaney Valley Road. It looks like they may still be looking at something there at Delaney Valley Road. It's out of the camera range, but I can tell you this. The backup is solid at Providence Road. After Delaney Valley Road, there's no backup at all. So they may still have a couple of vehicles on the shoulder with a trooper there, and the flashing lights are causing the backup, which is still all the way back towards Bel Air Road. The inner loop coming over from York Road through there is fighting some really bright sunshine right now, so that's hurting them a little bit coming over from I-83. The inner loop through Pikesville, not bad. 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. We're still looking at 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer. Southbound, both the Harper Tunnels. Nothing out of the ordinary through Annapolis with the morning delays now there at the top of the hill at I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 45 forecast, we are weather alert as strong to severe storms move in. Damaging winds, hail, and even isolated tornadoes possible. Temperatures in the warm and humid, upper 80s. Some showers and storms early tonight. After that, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the O's sent Kyle Bradish to the hill last night, hoping the right-hander could work through his recent difficulties. And for the most part, he did. But it was the bullpen that gave up the game winner.
High drive, deep right field. Take a good look. You won't see it coming. It's good.
Drew Goodman had the call on Rockies TV. Rumfield's two-run shot came off Luis De Leon making his MLB debut and one out after Jackson Holliday dropped a pop-up. And that was the difference last night as Colorado drops Baltimore 4-2 was the final, ending the O's four-game winning streak. Now, post-game, Bradish first, five innings pitched, two runs allowed.
It was definitely a step in the right direction. I think the two runs came off of two breaking balls. I just didn't have that normal finish below the zone, and I put good swings on it.
The right-hander had allowed 10 runs in his last 10 innings over his last two starts. And then about De Leon giving up the game-winning homer in his Major League debut. Manager Albanez was asked if it gave him any pause inserting the rookie left-hander in that high-leverage situation. Here is Albanez.
Not at all. It's tie game is all string of lefties for him. And also where we're at in the season and in the bullpen, and you know, kind of that's who we had out there. We're more than comfortable going there with him. And
the loss drops Baltimore 1.5 back of Cleveland in the chase. The Guardians over the Blue Jays last night in Cleveland, 6-1 was the final. Now the Ravens are back on the practice field today in Owings Mills. They had the day off yesterday as the team celebrated the life of the late O.J. Brigance. Head coach Jesse Minter proud of what Anthony Weaver has done so far with that Ravens defense.
Weave's done a great job of creating a mindset on our defense, and obviously all the other coaches as well. And so I like where that's at. I'm excited to see where we can start the regular season.
And that starts 12 days from now on the 13th in Indianapolis. Local college football gets underway in earnest this weekend with Maryland hosting Hampton in College Park. Navy will be hosting Towson in Annapolis. The Mets head coach Brian Newberry says his team can't wait.
Yeah, I hope they're really ready. I think they are. You know, we're excited. All the work going back to January and off season and spring ball and this summer, I think, even though it seems like it's gone by really quick, you know, I think our guys are certainly chomping at the bit.
The midshipmen coming off back-to-back double-digit win seasons for the first time in school history. The time now is 7:37. When we return, guess who's back in the news?
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Sean, he's your favorite, and he's back in the news.
Who's that?
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick. Yeah. It was like 10 years ago that he took the knee.
Well, he took the knee 10 years ago, but in the last 10 years, he has figured out a way to maintain his relevance.
When I'm confused by Colin Kaepernick, because he believes that the NFL is racist by nature.
Right.
And
compared the league to slavery, by the way.
Compared the league to slavery, so why does he want back in so bad?
That's the million-dollar question. Basically, he's the Jesse Jackson of the NFL, goes into corporations and says, I'm going to rat you out if and only if you give me X amount of money, etc. Anyway, he's back in the news, and what it is he's writing a book. It's going to be released, I think, on the 15th of September, called The Perilous Fight. I'm sure you can imagine what that's about.
Right.
And so it's going to hit the bookshelves, but not in Target. He's boycotting Target because of two reasons. Number one, they're scaling back their diversity, equity, and inclusion program. And folded into that is they had promised to increase their hiring of black people by 20%. They're reneging on that. So Colin Kaepernick's book, which I'm sure will be a hot seller, if not a New York Times number one bestseller, will not be available and in Target.
So if you don't want Colin Kaepernick's book,
go to Target.
Go to Target and or scrap the DEI crap in your store or company, and you won't have to deal with Colin's book.
Basically,
yeah.
But you know what? You hit it on the head. His comment about the NFL likening the NFL to slavery. Why would he want back into an organization that would enslave him?
Yeah. That's just incredible. I thought we were done with him for good.
But it's going to go on for a while.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Thanks for the warning. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So last February, we went to, my wife and I went to Atlantic City to see a concert. It was a Pat Benatar concert. So we went up to Atlantic City to see a Pat Benatar concert. And when I get back, I had my Easy Pass, the whole nine yards. And you know, when you're going up to Jersey and through Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania, whatever, there are tons of tolls. It's like $30 worth of tolls, right? So, and I had my Easy Pass there. And so, you know, just driving right on through, get back. And then a couple of weeks later, I started getting all these notices of tolling fees, tickets. And then I come to discover that my Easy Pass transponder wasn't working properly. So I call Easy Pass Maryland. We get a replacement. But now I'm on the hook for about $30 worth of tickets to Jersey and to Maryland and so on and so forth. So, you know, I pay them. And you can pay them online. It's very easy. It doesn't take much to pay your ticket for your tolling fee. But now we come to find out that Maryland has failed to collect over $800 million in unpaid tolls. According to a recent audit, we have a structural budget gap of about $3 billion. And what we're told is there are no enforcement agreements with neighboring states. Pennsylvania, Jersey, Virginia. Virginia, by the way, they owe $235 million in unpaid tolls, then Pennsylvania with $98 million, then Jersey, $81 million, Florida, $63 million, North Carolina, $59 million. Imagine that $800 million, if we could have collected that over the last 5 years or so, would go a long way to reducing the amount of deficit that we have. My question is this. The Maryland Transportation Authority, why, when you set up this all-electric tolling back during COVID, why weren't there enforcement agreements with these other states? Now, they've begun to negotiate with Pennsylvania, and they're close with the deal with them, maybe Virginia. But in the last 5 years, all this money has gone uncollected. And you can't do anything about it. The state can basically intercept your state tax return here in Maryland, but there's no enforcement mechanism for other states to force them. You either have to hire a debt collection agency, which you don't get 100% of whatever they collect, or you have to, and I would think that maybe if you have an enforcement agreement with these other states saying that if they don't pay their tolls in other states, they can also suspend their registrations as they would do here in the state of Maryland. But nobody thought about that. Our illustrious leaders at the Maryland Department of Transportation, first in the Hogan administration and then in the Moore administration, nobody thought maybe these out-of-state motorists would just basically flip us the bird when it comes to paying the tolls. So, I mean, the rest of us, you know, poor schlubs, we're out there trying to, we got to pay these tolls, and out-of-state motorists are just skipping through without any consequences whatsoever. That obviously is not equitable, is not fair. It just goes to show you how the state of Maryland is just one of the most poorly managed states in the entire. It's number one, it's corrupt. Number two, it's incompetent. And number three, it's just unfair for people living here that these other folks can drive through our state, ignore our tolls, not pay a cent, and we get left with a tab. And what happens is, when we're $800 million short, and then they try to sell us some nonsense, we've already factored that in, there'd be X amount of percentage of unpaid tolls, and therefore it doesn't really come out of the bull dookie. Okay? We know how that works. So every day we're coming up with a different story about audits that people have not collected money or have misspent money. Nonprofits in this state are out of control, and now we don't have anybody that knows what they're doing at the Maryland Department of Transportation. This should have been negotiated day one. Maybe now they'll come back and fix it. Your thoughts, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We do need a Choose Your Fake News contestant, so give us a call right now. Reserve your spot. You get to match wits with the entire panel at 922-6680. 743, traffic and weather on the threes. The update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Has not been a good morning on the Beltway on the northeast side. Before 6 o'clock, we had the wreck on the outer loop at Paring. Then, just as that let loose and everything was okay, then we had another wreck on the outer loop between Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road, and it still looks like it's just out of camera range. I can't see it. But I can tell you this, there's no traffic after Delaney Valley Road of any consequence, so all of this is jammed up. They have to be looking at something that they're still working on right there before Delaney Valley Road and crowding the right lane. The backup is all the way back to and beyond the bridge at Bel Air Road. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, even Northern Parkway, getting away from the northeast corner of the Beltway. The inner loop is looking at it, so you're slow there from York Road over through Delaney Valley Road. You're also fighting the bright sunshine through that area. 25 to 30 minute delay has been fairly consistent the last 30 minutes or so. Southbound at both the harbor tunnels, have not seen any problems at all. Just going to check very quickly on the JFX. The telltale sign would be at Ruxton Road, backed up a little bit there. And then southbound is busy, but they're moving as you're coming into the city county line. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Get ready for the Labor Day weekend. See Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, special weather alert today. Strong severe storms, damaging winds possible. Hail, even maybe tornado-like conditions. Otherwise, it's going to be humid. Upper 80s for the high. Storm should move out of here by later on this evening. So we'll keep an eye on it later this afternoon, early evening hours. Right now, we're mostly cloudy, 73 in Reisterstown, and it is 76 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Brought to you today by Badger Contracting. Roofing or window issues? Contact Barry and his team today at badgercontracting.net. Our contestant today, Linda in Catonsville. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
Last? All right, good luck. Here are your three stories. In Glendale, California, a registered sex offender who has a history of arrest for allegedly sniffing women's buttocks has been arrested again.
What was he on, all fours?
What the?
Witnesses say that the man was crouching down, getting too close to others. They spotted him at the Big Save discount store, where the suspect was seen crouching down near an employee who was stocking shelves. He had previously been arrested for and convicted for another sniffing incident at a Walgreens.
Wow.
Look at that.
Okay. I have no words.
Story two. A funeral company that turns human bodies into soil plans to use the Worcester County field in Maryland to grow a forest.
Out of dead folks?
A greener answer to cemeteries. The 14-acre conservation site near Snow Hill will be the first of its kind east of Washington State, according to Earth Funeral, the company that is going to have its first human forest.
That's the ultimate detour route.
That's right. And story three, new poll numbers released this week show Lindsey Clancy registering in the race for the 2028 Democrat presidential nominee. This is the woman that killed her three children and blamed it on postpartum psychosis. Clancy garnered a support from 5% of Democrat women, 1% of Democrat men, and an AOC Clancy ticket supported by 22% of Democrats overall. All right, story one. Serial butt sniffer arrested again. Story two. A forest fed by human remains in Worcester County, Maryland. Well, story three, Lindsey Clancy emerges on the latest Democrat presidential poll. All right, we'll start with Maggie this morning.
Of course you will.
Step up, girl.
I got to say number three's got to be fake.
All right, 1, 4, 3. Chuck?
I'm going to go with the stiffs.
The stiffs? The number two story?
Dead foot
yes, forest. Please.
All right, Chuck goes for story two. Kristen?
I think I'm going to go with Maggie. I think number three has got to be the fake story.
Kristen goes for story number three. And Linda.
There you go. Linda.
Did I not say Linda?
Number three.
Okay.
Somebody has a helper.
All right. Number three for Linda. Nobody votes for story number one, serial butt sniffer.
True story.
Is somebody else on the line? Linda, you have somebody on the line with you? That's weird.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Story one is a true story. Story two, the forest fed by human remains. That is also a true story. Story three is our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, Linda. You are a winner. I'll put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize.
Teach you for making me go first. Bucko.
All right.
Bucko. It's Chucko to you.
Well, I knew you had a lot of interest in that story.
Why do you say these things? I do not.
Why are you smiling? Why are you laughing?
Because you're looking at me that way. Stop it.
Thank you, Maggie. Brought to you by our good friends at Badger Contracting.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000 and are serious about your retirement,
congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Best of Casey and Company. Available each every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up at the top of the hour, Towson Chamber of Commerce has come out with a video warning loiterers and others in Towson Town Center, parking lots, in the mall, etc., that they better disperse. They better not gather in crowds, otherwise they will be arrested. We got that story for you coming up. Dr. Robert Malone, I remember him. He helped to develop the mRNA vaccines. He's going to join us to talk about the problem with the American food system and how we can fix it. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Again, apologize for the term food in introducing Chuck. It could cause excessive salivation. And parents are already gone, folks.
Maybe some sniffing.
Yes, the smell of a cheeseburger now wafting through the studios.
There's a lot of things can come out with that, Mr. Casey. Let's just leave that alone. That's ridiculous. Was that in a supermarket, did you say?
Yeah, it was in some kind of big save store or whatever.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, crazy.
All right, well, you've gone and done it again now. Here's another wreck on the Beltway. Inner loop coming up from Windsor Mill Road towards Liberty Road, and here comes the medic unit into the center lane. It's blocked out by the sign here, so you can't quite see it. But now the traffic is coming by on the left shoulder and the left-hand lane. I'm not exactly sure what's happening on the right side, but it looks to be right now when the medic pulled up, they were in the center lane. Inner loop north of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, coming up from Security Boulevard, I-70. That's the new wreck on that side. And then the Parkville side of the Beltway into Towson is still slow. We had the wreck on the outer loop between Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. And they're still looking at something there because, again, there's very light traffic after Delaney Valley Road. So this is solid from Delaney Valley, Providence Road, all the way back over towards Bel Air Road. Now, the inner loop is a little better. The sun is not a big factor right now, and that speed has picked up on the eastbound side. But, again, the new wreck on the west side now on the inner loop coming up to Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast a weather alert today as severe storms possible, damaging winds, hail, and even tornado-like conditions are possible. Otherwise, it'll be humid, upper 80s for the day. Storms moving out of the area tonight. Cloudy 77 in Annapolis, 77, and sunny in Ocean City. Let's take a phone call here this morning from Kevin in Delaware. Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, are you there? Kevin could not hang on or fell out of the cell. Give us a call back. Fred says, if it was an everyday Joe and Jane, Maryland State employee, I would feel like a second-class employee because I did not get the special treatment like executive-level state employees. How do you get the best from your workforce with this type of management? This is typical of Maryland government. State employees got the same type of treatment with their prescription plan that they paid for. That's a very good point. Again, and this is something that, look, I don't think there should be any kind of union for public employees. Sorry. I just think whether it's a federal or state, there should be no unions allowed for public employees. They can negotiate on their own. For whatever benefits that they want, or not go to work for the state. I mean, that's plain and simple, that easy. So the fight is escalating between Mayor BS and the City Inspector General Isabel Cumming. That is ongoing now. The mayor has requested a jury trial to resolve this legal battle with the city's Inspector General, arguing that members of his office have made sweeping demands. Of her office have made sweeping demands for city records that extend far beyond what he says are legitimate investigations. So the reason why he is demanding a jury trial, he thinks that he is loved by all in Baltimore City, and that a juror, the jury pool would be much more amenable to Mayor BS than a judge in this particular case. And the other thing that's interesting is that they're arguing that they're making new claims now about the OIG. Now, Judge Pamela White has already ruled that she is not susceptible to the MPIA, the Maryland Public Information Access request. She is a watchdog. She is an investigator, not a member of the public. Therefore, she doesn't have to go through the MPIA. And that when she issues a subpoena, which the voters gave her subpoena power, that the city should comply. If there are concerns about attorney-client privilege, they could be duly noted. And she could not violate those terms, but you still have to turn over the documents and the records. Now they're saying that her requests for documents are too voluminous, that she's asking for documents that could encompass about 2 million emails as she goes back and looks over the last 5 years. And the city law department chief solicitor said that Cumming is asking for way too much in email accounts and OneDrive files, computer images, and other records. And they're asking Cumming to limit her or give keywords for the request in her subpoena. The problem with that, said Cumming, is that keywords aren't always reliable. They don't always show the document that you might need or might shed light on your investigation. So it's a nice try by the city solicitor and the law department as they continue to battle and try to obfuscate and not be transparent here. Just turn over the documents and let the chips fall where they may. And again, that's something that Brandon Scott has covered up something big time here. I don't think he would fight this hard for this long after giving Isabel Cumming this kind of access for the most of her tenure. It's only been in the last, 6 months that we've seen this story come to a head? So something has happened recently, or they got wind of some kind of detailed investigation, whether it's Monzi, Safe Street, Sidestep, the Hannah Scott's access to $51,000 of city money. I'm speculating here, as we all are. But there's something that they're hiding from the Inspector General, and they just think that they can hopefully wait it out through this court battle. And they don't care about tax dollars. Obviously, you know how much tax money is being spent in these court cases? They're cha-ching. They're racking up a really huge legal bill. They don't care how they spend your money. That has been obvious from day one. So keep that in mind. All right, Kevin has called back. We'll get to him at the top of the hour. He wants to talk about the family and medical leave insurance. Again, the contributions are coming out for private sector, not so much for state executive employees.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Oil giant Chevron is now confirming the planned expansion of its operations in Venezuela. This comes after President Trump recently announced a deal to develop the nation's oil reserves, giving the Pentagon a share of the profits. Not exactly endearing itself to its Gulf neighbors, Iran has been lashing out yet again.
An Iranian drone attack Wednesday has sparked a blaze in Kuwait City, and Bahrain intercepted incoming drones following a night of American bombardment that included a deadly strike on a wedding party. Iranian officials say at least 5 people were killed, including a child, and at least 68 wounded. After a respite for more than a month, fighting between the US and Iran has increased since the weekend after the American military hit Iranian rocket launchers on an island in the Strait of Hormuz, saying Iran was planning to use them to shoot mines into the waterway. Iran retaliated by firing missiles at American bases in Jordan, which were all intercepted. I'm Charles Deledesma.
US Central Command insists that America does not attack civilians. Ed Markey of Massachusetts has captured the Democrat nomination in his bid for a third term in the U.S. Senate. The Senate Majority Leader is confident that GOP Senator Susan Collins will be given another term in office by voters in blue state Maine.
She is tough as nails, a terrific retail campaigner, which in Maine still really matters. And the guy she's running against has, they think he's an improvement over the previous one. I'm not sure he is.
Senator John Thune speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Judge in Utah has cleared the way for Charlie Kirk's accused assassin to stand trial. Flooding rains along parts of coastal Texas and Louisiana, thanks to now Tropical Depression Edward. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 73 points, NASDAQ futures down 100. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Progressive knows that for business owners, vacations hit different. But hey, at least you finally took a vacation. And look at that. You only answered 53 calls, 84 emails, onboarded one new hire, and covered for Chris while he's out on paternity leave, and you did it all from a kayak. Because you, my friend, know how to relax. All right, you may not know how to take a day off, but you do know both your personal and business auto insurance needs can be covered in one place with Progressive. So at least that's relaxing, right? Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, y'all. I'm Willie Robertson.
And I'm Corey Robertson.
We partnered with Echo. It's a new platform, not just streaming.
Movies and series that are safe for your family.
Echo! I love a podcast.
Plus, Echo Daily Devotionals.
Echo. Hey, Willie, what is Echo?
Echo is my pet squirrel.
Yeah. Echo is not just faith-friendly, it is faith-driven.
Be a part of something better.
Echo.
Echo.
It's where I want to be.
That's EKKL.
Subscribe now.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, they've opened the right lane on the outer loop now at Delaney Valley Road, so that's beginning to loosen up, but the damage has been done. The Parkville side is backed up all the way back beyond Bel Air Road, but at least it's moving again at Delaney Valley Road. The new wreck here on the west side went from the center of the roadway to the left side of the roadway on the inner loop north of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. That's before Liberty Road. You're backed up from there all the way back to Frederick Road. The outer loop is looking at it, so that's slow. And then really the outer loop is slow all the way down past the ramps at Frederick Road. So it's definitely a bad situation here. The fire department with this one vehicle in the median and the front end of this dark vehicle here hit the Jersey wall, and this thing is all banged up through that area. So that's a big problem. It'll take a little while for all of that to go away. We're still looking at big delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, a new wreck in Howard County with a backup eastbound Route 100 at I-95. And oh, and by the way, inner loop of the Beltway as you make the turn onto 702, there was a broken down vehicle there. That's been slow on the Rosedale side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Here are Fox 45 forecasts. We are weather alert as strong to severe storms move in. Damaging winds, hail, and even isolated tornadoes possible. Temperatures in the warm and humid, upper 80s. Some showers and storms early tonight. After that, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Hampstead and 79 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore police spent the early hours of Wednesday searching for evidence of a shooting near Morgan State University. Police shut down part of Argonne Drive to conduct an investigation into the gunfire. Officers focused on a bus stop near the intersection of Argonne Drive and McCallum Drive. Crime lab techs could be seen preparing to gather evidence as an ambulance drove out of the crime scene. And a teenager has been charged in the 2025 crash on Westminster's Jasontown Road that killed 16-year-old Seven Roop and Cash Owings, the Carroll County State's Attorney's Office confirmed. A juvenile petition was filed against a juvenile that included eight charges, the most serious charge being automobile manslaughter, said Alan Culver, special counsel to State's Attorney Haven Shoemaker, in an email Monday. Since juvenile petitions are confidential, the State's Attorney's Office would not provide more details, Culver said. The winning Maryland lottery number pick three was 257, the pick four, 7899. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, Call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. There had been some concern over the innings pitch for Kyle Bradish entering last night's game against the Rockies, which ultimately was a 4-2 loss for the Birds. Bradish had thrown 143 innings this year after a combined 71 over the last 2 years.
I've been feeling great. September now, so however you're feeling, just kind of put that aside. But me personally, I feel really good.
Right-hander pitched well enough to win yesterday, leaving after five innings trailing 2-1. The O's would eventually tie on a Jackson Holliday solo shot in the seventh, only to lose it in the bottom half. Other baseball news, the Artie Moreno era is over in Anaheim, as the longtime owner of the LA Angels agreed yesterday to sell the franchise to LA Rams owner Stan Kroenke for $4 billion. Kroenke also owns a stake, by the way, in the NBA's Nuggets, the NHL's Avalanche, and the MLS's Colorado Rapids. Angels slugger Mike Trout termed the change a fresh start. Ravens hit the field at 12:55 this afternoon with the initial 53 in tow and a 15-man practice squad for the moment. Team still has two openings left there. Now, one player who has turned heads this year is return specialist LeJonte Wester, making a bid to become more of a receiver this year for the team.
Another guy that just the improvement's been really cool to watch and the development, I would say, from the spring till now.
Ex-head coach Jesse Minter on Wester with two touchdown catches in the preseason. NFL news, former Raven Kyle Van Noy back in the league. He's inked a one-year deal now with the Minnesota Vikings. Coming up in 30 minutes, NASCAR's chase begins at Darlington. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. Coming up in this hour, we'll introduce you to the Democrats' I Hate America Caucus. Dr. Robert Malone will join us about what's wrong with the American food system. He's got a lot of perspective on that. The developer of the mRNA vaccine technology also is been a farmer and still is to this day, and advocates of maybe growing your own. No, not that kind of growing. And we'll talk about the Towson Chamber of Commerce warning loiterers that they better disperse before the Baltimore police catch up with them. But we promised Kevin in Delaware, since he called in at the last second, that we'd get the lead off the hour with his call. Kevin, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
So first, family, the family, whole family leave thing cracks me up. My memory of that is I was a rifle company commander in the 101st Airborne, and I deployed the day after my first child was born, you know, and nobody thought anything of it. You do what you got to do, right?
Right.
So then with the whole idea that the bureaucracy gets something different than the rest of the people, that's been going on for thousands of years. That's how the rulers protect themselves, by protecting their first echelon, the bureaucracy. And the bureaucracy's number one priority, and I spent 13 years in the federal bureaucracy, their first priority is the bureaucracy. I mean, nothing, and they all rationalize it by saying, oh, we've given up so much to serve the people. Yet the pay is better, the benefits are better, people come to work when they want to. There was a guy I worked with, didn't see for 2 years. Nobody knew where he was, and nothing happened to him, and he eventually retired.
Yeah.
So, I mean, It's just the way of things, and it's always been the way of things. You know, the ruling elite and their front line of bureaucrats, whatever you want to call them, that protect them.
Now, the ruling class and the country class, as they have been called by Angelo Codavilla in one of his great articles in years past. But I think you're right. It's always been that way. And our job here is to point it out when it occurs. I think the country would be vastly different, Kevin, if, and thank you for your service, by the way, if we had Congress living by the same rules as everybody else and state lawmakers here in this state of Maryland living by the same rules as everybody else.
Yeah, and that's exactly why they all hate Trump.
Right.
They could see him bringing that all to bear, and they hate him for that.
It's a great point.
Imagine.
Kevin, thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it. Great
call.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. And his in the 101st Airborne. 8:12, 12 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And still to come, of course, Dr. Robert Malone will be with us here. And coming up shortly, we're going to tell you about the Towson Chamber of Commerce is now taking a novel approach to try to disperse large crowds that were gathering in you know, the Towson Town Center and parking lots in that area. And they put out a video. We'll share that with you in just a second and see if that'll bear any fruit or not. But, again, they've been under assault, under invasion. Of course, we had the 22-year-old that was shot in Towson Circle and killed. It's just we've seen the crime continue to increase with a Baltimore County executive in Kathy Stoltmeyer, who just doesn't really seem all that concerned about escalating crime in Towson or in the rest of the county, for that matter. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Right, there's a new wreck in the city. City fire just responding in a medic unit. Pedestrians struck Fulton Avenue at Edmondson Avenue over on the west side. So heads up for that. This Beltway situation is on the inner loop. It's north of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So that's almost to Liberty Road. Left-hand side of the roadway is affected. We might be getting two lanes by to the right. Maybe the shoulder. The backup on the inner loop is all the way back to at least Frederick Road and maybe going back towards Wilkins Avenue. That's a long delay. That's from exit 12 up to exit 18 on the inner loop. The outer loop can see it, and that's backed up all the way back to Reisterstown Road. You'll have a problem getting off the 795 ramp onto the outer loop just because of that backup. Then there was a report, I have not seen it, there was a report there might have been another minor wreck on the inner loop there right around I-70 and through that area. That would make sense to get a little anxious there and start moving around. The inner loop near 702, that backup was caused by a broken down vehicle over there now. Let's see what that looks like. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It was backed up to about Philadelphia Road. The camera's not responding right at the moment, but that was a broken down vehicle there. And then Howard County had a wreck eastbound Route 100 at I-95. Big delay there. Both the tunnels are still pushing about 20 to 25-minute delays southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A weather alert today. Strong, severe storms later this afternoon, perhaps early evening. Damaging winds, hail, and maybe even tornado conditions are possible. Otherwise, it'll be humid, upper 80s today. Storms should be out of here by later on this evening. Right now, it is cloudy. 72 in Bel Air, 75 in Middle River. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, our national anthem, it is time to celebrate once again America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then call Smile Design 410-321-1100. We're introducing some founding mothers in the Hall of Fame for you during this segment of late. Eliza Lucas Pinckney, born Elizabeth Pinckney, developed indigo as an important cash crop in colonial South Carolina. She was also the mother of Charles Cotesworth Pinckney, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and, of course, a constitutionalist and federalist candidate for president. Thomas Pinckney, he negotiated Pinckney's treaty in 1795 to protect U.S. navigation rights on the Mississippi River, also a relative to Elizabeth or Eliza Pinckney. Eliza was born and grew up on a sugarcane plantation in Antigua. As a young teenager, she traveled to London to complete her education at boarding school, her favorite subject, as you might imagine, botany. Eliza's father inherited three plantations in South Carolina, decided to move the family to North America because things were heating up between Spain and England. Called away on business to Antigua, Eliza was left to manage the plantations, which featured tar, timber, and rice, with her younger siblings still at boarding school in London. Now she put her education into action. She experimented with ginger, cotton, alfalfa, hemp, and then indigo. And soon she had a successful crop. She shared her seed with other planters, and the production of indigo exploded and helped to fuel the Revolutionary War. After rejecting two suitors, her father proposed her to someone else, and Eliza fell in love with a widower from a neighboring plantation. She married Charles Pinckney in 1744, and God blessed them with five children, three who survived to adulthood. Charles had an education in law, was very involved in South Carolina politics. He was the Speaker of the Commons House of Assembly, which took them to Charleston, where he was working hard in politics. Eliza was planting a beautiful garden and corresponding with botanists from England. In 1758, Charles died, and as a young widow, Eliza managed several plantations and stayed connected to her family and friends all over the southern colonies. When she eventually died in 1793, George Washington himself served as a pallbearer at Eliza's funeral. Eliza Pinckney was part of a bustling political family, but she managed to use her love of botany to bless South Carolina in a unique way with a cash crop that would help produce money to fund the American Revolution. And now you've met Eliza Pinckney, one of our great founding mothers. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's coming up on 820, 20 minutes after the hour, and Dr. Robert Malone's going to join us in about 15 minutes or so to talk about what is wrong with the American food system and how you can make better choices and perhaps even maybe start growing your own vegetables and fruits. And I know that was very popular during COVID. People had chickens, and they were doing their own eggs and everything, and there's nothing like farm-fresh eggs. Let me tell you something. They're the best in the world. It's 820. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Sean Casey here. When you invest in your home, you want craftsmanship that looks right and lasts. G. Krug & Son has been creating and restoring custom metalwork in Baltimore since 1810. From railings and gates to unique architectural details, every project is built with care. See what more than two centuries of experience can bring to your home. Visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. 410-752-3166.
Some stations say they have a talk block. Don't waste your time. We let you talk all day on AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
821, well, this is typical of county government. An employee with Baltimore County's Department of Permits, Approvals, and Inspections is accused of failing to work more than 239 hours while collecting pay. That, according to the Office of Inspector General there, the employee is no longer working for the department. I would make the argument that that employee never worked for the department. He was getting paid, but certainly didn't work. The investigation found that a 16-day stretch from June and July of 2025, the inspector's county vehicle sat idle at locations unrelated to work or left for the day early, adding up to 55 hours and 55 minutes of missed work. Over 49 days, the employee was inactive or left work early for another 183 hours and some odd minutes. The total lost labor time exceeded 239 hours, which is more than 6 weeks. Baltimore County paid out nearly $15,000 in lost labor for hours not worked and overpaid an additional $2,000 when the employee took a vacation without properly submitting leave requests, creating a total loss of over or close to $17,000. So, again, this is just one example of the waste, fraud, and abuse in Baltimore County. And again, it wouldn't be possible unless we had whistleblowers alerting the inspectors general to these kinds, because there's just really there's an overall lack of supervision and mismanagement in county level, state government, and federal government as well. It's 823. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, here we have another problem now. Northbound 895, there was a wreck as you're coming up towards Child Street and then going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. The traffic into the tunnel now is clear, and I don't see the remaining vehicles. It looks like everybody's open again. We thank the caller for the tip on that. We've been so busy with all this stuff on the Beltway, we didn't get a chance to look back down here again. But this is northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel with delays back towards Poteet Street and coming up from the spur at Ritchie Highway. So it's moving again. So it looks like it's starting to go again. Whatever was there is now apparently off the roadway. Just double-checking. Yeah, it's moving north of Child Street, which is at the Toll Plaza, and going into the tunnel. So right now we're on the move. We'll keep an eye on that. Oh, I see a couple of vehicles. There's one over here on the shoulder now on the right side before you go into the tunnel. Okay, that being said, on the Beltway west side, they're still working on the wreck on the inner loop before Liberty Road. That backup is out of sight. That's way down the hill towards Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue. And that wreck is still blocking the inside lane and the left-hand lane as you're coming through that area. So that's a big problem there. Big delay. The outer loop is looking at it, backed up all the way back towards Reisterstown Road. The broken-down vehicle, inner loop at 702, is gone. That's clearing. City police with the wreck, Fulton Avenue at Edmondson Avenue, and the earlier wreck, eastbound Route 100 at the bridge at I-95. That's enough. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, could be one of those stormy days. We've got stay weather alert warnings to strong severe storms, maybe with gusty damaging winds, hail, maybe in tornado-like conditions possible today. Otherwise humid, upper 80s. Storms could move out a little bit later on this evening, so just be aware, be alert, and watch the skies and stay tuned to your WCBM and your local weather app for the latest on that. Right now, sunny, 75 in Reisterstown. It is 77 in downtown Baltimore. It's 8:25. We're talking now about, again, ongoing issues in Towson. As we know, Towson Town Center has been ground zero for a lot of disruptive, unruly, mob-like behavior, whether in the mall, in the food court, or outside at bus stops where there have been brawls. We've had a shooting at Towson Circle, and we've had a number of businesses that have expressed concerns about large gatherings. And recently, another large gathering, one of these meetups, if you will, or teen takeovers, outside of a parking lot. There was a large crowd, very disruptive, and gathering. And after that gathering, of course, police did successfully disperse it, made, I think, a couple of arrests, but no major damage and no major injuries. But it's an accident waiting to happen. And Towson Chamber of Commerce has basically seen enough and had enough. And so they're issuing a warning to individuals on social media and elsewhere that this kind of behavior will not be tolerated, not be accepted. And here's Nancy Hafford of the Towson Chamber of Commerce issuing that warning.
If you want to come here and act like a fool, our police will arrest you. And we have hundreds of cameras all around Towson, and our businesses work closely with our police department. We will find out who you are, and you will go to jail.
And local residents are reacting that were there during this parking lot gathering, which could have gotten out of hand, and that's why the police responded as quickly as they did.
Each parking lot was filled to the brim. And they started parking in this parking lot, which is private.
That night, I had had my friend that was here in the parking lot stop by. A mob to the point that he even had a hard time to kind of get through and had to tell people to get off his car. Because you never know what's going on in a big crowd like that.
Yeah, and all it takes is one spark, okay? One disagreement, one drunken individual, and things can escalate very quickly and get out of control. But thank God, Nancy Hafford said the Baltimore County Police did respond very quickly to this large, disruptive gathering.
When they deployed everybody here, and within 1 hour, all those hundreds of people were moved out of our community.
Yeah, and that's and again, I just don't know why they're zeroing in on Towson. Maybe they think up until now it's been welcoming for this kind of behavior, because we've seen it at White Marsh. We've seen it in other parts of the county. But Towson seems to be ground zero. And she said there have been ongoing issues for years now, and that's why they've received special attention from the county and from the state.
We had a very egregious incident happen back in about 2024, and we're very thankful that we got grants from the county and also from the state of Maryland to beef up security cameras in the area and to beef up lighting in the area and to hire security guards. So this is something we've been paying close attention to for a long time.
Yeah, and then this particular parking lot gathering was just August the 26th, and I think that was off Allegheny Avenue in Towson. And there were two arrests made. Baltimore County Police announced two college-aged men were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. Well, if they're college-aged, they're 18 years of age or older, why haven't we gotten the names from the Baltimore County Police Department?
This is our future.
Yeah.
Sally.
This was right across from the Silk Sports Bar. They had to shut down business because it was so disruptive.
They had to lock down their doors.
Yeah, exactly. And thank goodness police did respond quickly, because otherwise it could have really gotten out of hand. So, and you imagine all these businesses in the area, and that's why the Towson Chamber of Commerce is putting out these video warnings, because this business had to close. Mm-hmm. And so they lost money as a result.
And employees lost pay, possibly, and...
And who knows if there are other damages to cars that were being...
I think a window or a door might have been, glass might have been shattered.
Right. So
just not sure, but...
Got to get it under control. And we need strong leadership from the Baltimore County Executive's Office. We don't have it now, and I don't think we're going to get it under Julian Jones. Pat Dyer, different story. Keep that name in mind. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines, and then Dr. Robert Malone joins us. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a Maryland commercial driver's license school was among the 270 that were closed across the United States after alleged fraud. On Monday, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced that 270 trucking schools have been shut down, accused of not having enough qualified instructors, lacking appropriate vehicles and facilities to train people, or allowing people to pass their test, even if they don't speak English. The Trump administration is blaming President Biden's lax border policies and states with more lenient laws known as sanctuary states for allowing so many people to obtain commercial driver's licenses. And the Charles County Sheriff's Office is urging parents to talk with their children about the dangers of THC and cannabis after four students at public high schools across the county were found with the substances in less than a week. Authorities said a 14-year-old student at Thomas Stone High School was found Tuesday with a vape containing THC and a retail packaged bag of cannabis. Baltimore police have identified a man who they say shot two people, killing one of them in North Baltimore back in June. Deshaun Taylor, 24, is wanted in connection to the murder, according to the department. Baltimore police warned Taylor should be considered armed and dangerous.
And Maryland's immigration policies took center stage Tuesday on Capitol Hill during an emotionally charged House Judiciary Committee hearing on sanctuary policies in several states. Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor was on a panel during the Subcommittee on Immigration Integrity, Security, and Enforcement hearing. Gaylor's also one of 17 sheriffs in Maryland suing the state over the Community Trust Act, which limits cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration authorities. During the hearing, Gaylor invoked the deaths of two Maryland women, Kayla Hamilton and Rachel Morin. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Sean Casey here. Older homes deserve craftsmen who know how to preserve what makes them special. G. Krug & Son restores historic ironwork and creates custom metalwork designed for your home. With more than two centuries of Baltimore craftsmanship, they build work meant to last. For restoration or custom metalwork, visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. That's 410-752-3166.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And more bad news for the Parkville Towson side of the Beltway. Now we have a broken down tractor trailer on the outer loop right at the bottom of the hill, Lock Raven Boulevard, sitting in the right lane. He ain't going anywhere soon. They're going to have to be towed away or pushed out or whatever. So the right lane's blocked. I don't think there's anybody behind it yet. In the meantime, there's no pre-warning there. So, again, we're going to back up on the Beltway there. This is the third problem now on the Parkville side and the Towson side of the Beltway since before 6 this morning. This is on the outer loop right at the bottom of the hill at Lock Raven Boulevard. You need to be to the center and the left-hand lane. The wreck on the Beltway at Liberty Road just cleared from the travel portion there in the last couple of minutes. One vehicle that was all banged up is still in the painted out area, but we're moving all the lanes again. Now, guess what? All of this has to come up through Liberty Road, 795, get into Pikesville, go to Greenspring. It's going to be a while, folks. Let me just underline that once again. Haven't been back to check for a while. There was a wreck earlier eastbound Route 100 at I-95. Watch for that. City police had a pedestrian struck at Fulton Avenue and Edmondson Avenue on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here are Fox 45 forecasts. We are weather alert as strong to severe storms move in. Damaging winds, hail, and even isolated tornadoes possible. Temperatures in the warm and humid upper 80s. Some showers and storms early tonight. After that, temperatures back in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it'll be the O's and Rockies this afternoon at 3:10 p.m., the rubber match on getaway day. The final game of the O's 9-game road trip, Baltimore 6-2 on the trip so far. Trevor Rogers taking the hill with the Birds now 1.5 back in the playoff race. At the same time, starting pitcher Chris Bassitt says if you're a player, the standings at this point are really immaterial.
You can't really look at standings and say, we've got to win this game, got to win this game. So then I feel like you just fall into the same trap that we were in. We're just trying to do too much.
Ravens 53 is set at least for now. Bit of a surprise was the inclusion of Nnamdi Matabike on the initial 53. Head coach Jesse Minter explaining where the all-pro defensive lineman is at the moment.
He's progressing more and more and more and more. And so he's, you know, we'll kind of evaluate these next couple weeks. But I don't anticipate it being something where he's not, you know, when you do that, you're talking about four games if you were to start him there. So, you know, I don't see him obviously missing that many games.
It still remains to be seen just how much, though, both Matabike and Teddy Buchanan, for that matter, will be able to contribute immediately. College football this week, and Towson travels to Annapolis to take on the Naval Academy. It'll be the midshipman season opener. Meanwhile, the Tigers already have a game under their belt, albeit a loss to Maine. Head coach Pete Shinnick, son of great Colt great Don Shinnick on that.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I think anytime you're playing, you know, anybody, to get this opportunity to have a game. Hopefully we got all of our mistakes out of our system.
Game time is 3:30 p.m. in Annapolis. NASCAR's Chase begins this weekend in Darlington, South Carolina. The top 16 drivers competing the 10-race Chase, Hendrick Motorsports' Kyle Larson, won it last year. Denny Hamlin finished the regular season as your points leader with 2,100. 25 behind was Ryan Blaney. 35 behind was Tyler Reddick. Meanwhile, the circuit releasing its 2027 schedule as well, beginning at Daytona and wrapping up at the Homestead Miami Speedway. On this day in sports history, we take you back 55 years to the day, September 2nd, 1971. Two of the biggest names in the history of tennis win their first ever matches at the U.S. Open, talking about Hall of Famers Jimmy Connors and Chris Everett Lloyd. And then 6 years later on this day in 1977, you'll remember this, one of the great anti-climaxes in sports history, 43-year-old transsexual Rene Richards, who fought for over a year for a right to play in a major event, beaten 6-1, 6-4 by Wimbledon champion Virginia Wade at the U.S. Open. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Now back to Casey and Company in the Morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So Dr. Malone, we could not reach him. Hopefully hopefully everything is okay. We'll have to reach out and see if he can reschedule him for another day. I think Gary wanted to comment on something in sports.
Yeah, well, while you were gone last week, Sean, the NFL announced that they were going to end their All-Star game.
Yes, the Pro Bowl.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I saw that.
Right. So the question now becomes, if you look at the landscape of All-Star games in general, should they all be removed at this point? I mean, let's just think about it for a minute. The NBA, it's like...
It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's right. A 200-198
NHL
game.
NHL is a joke.
Right. NHL, you know, I didn't realize this, but in the NHL, if you are selected for the All-Star game and you don't appear, it's a one-game suspension.
Right.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. So that. And even MLB, okay, I mean, it's great to see all the different players from different teams, and probably that's the best one that's out there.
But there is incentive there.
Well, there used to be incentive. It's not anymore.
Oh, they got rid of that?
They got rid of that.
Oh, it used to be that the winning league, team, the league, got a home field advantage.
It's, I don't think that's still around anymore. I think it's rotating now every year.
Right.
Anyway, the point is, the MLB All-Star game probably would be the best one out of them all. Okay,
right.
But even that, like the whole concept of the All-Star game back in the day was before television and, you know, all the social media, etc., was you never got to see other players except for the ones that came to your town. Like, the American League would never see the National League players.
Right.
And so that was kind of the whole theory behind it. And so I'm just wondering, from your point of view, is it a relic?
Well, I think the way it was constructed, it's a relic. But I do think there's some interesting things. For instance, the NHL, they hold a skills competition, which is kind of neat to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest shot and skills and racing and so on and so forth. It is kind of neat to see some of our stars outside of a game condition display some of their incredible skills. So maybe they ought to do the same thing with some of these other... Well, they have the home running hitting contest, which I think is great.
That's cool. So why not just do that?
Do just the skills competition and to honor these incredible athletes, but the games themselves, unless they mean something, unless there's some incentive, there's nothing to play for.
I remember
the one hit that Sean Taylor laid on Brian Moorman, the punter, during a Pro Bowl game in Illinois. I don't know if you remember that or not, if you saw that.
That was the Pete Rose, Ray Fosse, yeah. NFL equivalent.
That was a wake-up call.
Or they could bring back the Superstars competition. Do you remember that?
Oh, God, yes.
Have them compete in
right.
sports other
yeah.
than their sport,
yeah.
and that would be cool.
All right. That might be an idea, but it might be time to retire the All-Star games.
We shall see.
Thanks, Gary. It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And again, as I mentioned, Dr. Malone, we'll have to reschedule him. But interesting that the Office of People's Counsel is now saying the Maryland Public Service Commission should require both BGE and Delmarva power companies to refund over $30 million in what they're saying is over collections. And it's about $28 million for BGE and $4 million for Delmarva. So $32 million that they've over-collected. So the PSC established a framework to prevent utilities operating under a multi-year rate plan from benefiting at ratepayer expense from inaccurate cost forecasts that result in higher rates than necessary. So the PSC created this path for rate adjustment. When there's a significant disparity between the utility's revenues and expenses to the detriment of the ratepayer. So they're saying that the PSC should require both BGE and Delmarva Power to refund the excess revenues that utilities collected from the customers. And now the utilities are fighting back, saying, oh, no, the Utility Relief Act stripped the PSC of its authority to order said refund. So this one might have to be battled out in court. The Utility Relief Act, enacted by the Maryland General Insane Asylum earlier this year, allowed this type of adjustment only on a going-forward basis for multi-year plans requested and approved after January of 2026 and not retroactively to 2025. So what happened here is both BGE and Delmarva Power over-collected money in 2025, and now, of course, that money should come back to the customers of said utilities, but now the Democrats messed it up again. As part of the last-second Hail Mary desperation attempt to show ratepayers that they were serious about skyrocketing electric bills, they basically stripped the PSC of ability to go back and retroactively order BGE and Delmarva Power Light to said refunds. Don't expect a check in the mail anytime soon. Thank you, Democrats, once again, for screwing up the entire electric generation process and the bill process here in Maryland. Now, BGE has also a proposal on the books that would increase their distribution rates by 17% from about 4.9 cents per kilowatt hour to 5.8 cents per kilowatt hour. That request now is before the Public Service Commission, and we'll see if that flies or not. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. The update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Oh, this electrical talk is too shocking for me.
It is. I knew you'd get a charge out of it.
That's what they call me.
Because you charge everything.
Yeah, I've been using your cards for years, as a matter of fact. Yeah,
thank you very much.
295 southbound. Don't know what it is yet. I just heard the very tail end of this from City Fire. Think it may be a fire. Could be a wreck. Southbound 295 around the city-county line. So just in case, if you're coming up from the Beltway on the Parkway, you're going south from Annapolis Road, some equipment may be arriving in there. Still slow at both the harbor tunnels. 895 is still Erdman Avenue. 95 is still Moravia Road going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But at least we're moving traffic. I mean, now this has become, since the Key Bridge went down several years ago, now we know these backups are there every day. The big junction right here is clear at 95 Russell Street and 395. Some earlier slowing northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel from the wreck, which is now off to the shoulder before you go into the tube. That's just about cleared out now on the northbound side of 895. A lot of slowing yet on the Beltway, and one of the big problems just happened in the last couple of minutes. A broken down vehicle on the outer loop at the bottom of the hill at Lock Raven Boulevard. He's still there. I thought for a minute he might have gotten to the shoulder. Still there. Big tractor trailer, outer loop, right lane. So that delay on the Parkville side is still going back towards Bel Air Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Stay weather alert. Strong, severe storms are in the wind, pardon the pun. Hail, even isolated tornado conditions could be possible. Otherwise, it's going to be humid today, upper 80s. Storms should move out of the area by later this evening. Cloudy 77 right now in Annapolis, and it is 77 in Dundalk. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Brought to you by Town Appliance for all your appliance needs right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. There's a pizza shop owner in the Bronx, Daniel Romano, who decided to help a hungry woman eating out of the trash. So he brought her in and got her a slice And that started a whole new movement now at his pizza shop in the Bronx.
I grabbed a bite of hand, and I led it to the pizzeria, and I went in the oven, and I got her a fresh slice, and I put it in the oven and gave it to her, sat down. She started crying. I said, don't cry, eat. I said, it's not a problem. I don't want you eating out of a garbage. So I came up with the concept, feed people that are hungry. Right now, I think this world is shut. I think there's too much hate. There's too much aggravation. There's too much negativity. Why not put a smile on someone's face?
What a great thought, huh? And you don't need some government program to administer it. You just need, kind human beings paying it forward, helping each other out. After the woman ate, he put up a handwritten sign inviting anyone that's hungry to come in for a free slice of pizza and some water. After word spread, people from across the country began calling the shop to help pay for meals for others. And that's how it should work. You look at the homeless and the hungry problem out in Los Angeles. They've only made it worse. They've really helped no one. And here is one man doing incredible things. And if everyone would behave the same way, we wouldn't have a homeless or a hunger problem in America today. Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance. Go check them out at townappliance.com.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here with great news. Town Appliance at Owings Mills is having their big Labor Day event going on right now. It's the perfect time to shop and get ready for the upcoming holidays with over 70 top brands to choose from, like Electrolux, Frigidaire, Monogram, GE, Cafe, and Janair. They're open every day except Saturday, and either Mayor or Mayor will help you find the perfect upgrade while keeping you on or under budget. Plus, they offer flexible financing options, too. Visit townappliance.com for more information, or stop by and take advantage of the Labor Day event you don't want to miss.
WCBM Baltimore.
Some political stories that you should not miss. House Minority Leader Hakeem the Scheme Jeffrey said he was blindsided after two Democrats defected and joined Republicans to force a vote on resolution condemning socialism. In a 210-208 vote, Democrat Reps Dan Golden and Marie Glusenkamp Perez joined the Republicans to advance the resolution. It was adopted 220-192-2. The eight Democrats voting with all Republicans in favor. Two Democrats voted present. Chrissy Houlihan of Pennsylvania and Maggie Goodlander of New Hampshire couldn't bring themselves to vote either in favor of socialism or against it. And that is a problem in a nutshell with the modern Democrat Party today. Speaking of which, we've got Republicans who've got an issue. The Republican-led House censured their fellow Republican Chuck Edwards for his affairs and or inappropriate behavior with two young female staffers. So he was censured yesterday. According to the committee's official report, investigators conducted 16 witness interviews and nearly 1,500 pages of evidence. Chuck Edwards provided young women with lavish and recurrent gifts, including jewelry, designer purses, guns, shoes, flowers, a KitchenAid mixer, a robotic vacuum, vacations, tickets to concerts, and one-on-one dinners. And he was too kind to the younger staffers, mostly female, and they thought it was creepy. And so they eventually filed a complaint. But guess what? Dirty Ilhan Omar still has not been censured, still has not been punished. For deported for that matter for marrying her brother. Milo Yiannopoulos was ushered out of the country quicker than you than stink on manure, and Ilhan Omar is still stinking up the joint in Congress today. And finally, a judge who tossed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's confession in this particular case, a radical left-wing judge, they're basically domestic terrorists in black robes, and their weapon is the calculated perversion of the law. This particular judge actually didn't think Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was much of a problem. He said it was a forced conveyance. They waterboarded him the whole nine yards. But this is, again, an Air Force judge, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Schrama. He specializes in military and environmental law, presiding over this case. He basically thought that the problem for rising extremism in the country today was conservative tendencies. That's the problem, you see. Not radical left-wing Antifa and violent left-wing actors. Not Al-Qaeda terrorists like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was the left-hand or right-hand man, rather, of Osama bin Laden. No, it's conservative tendencies. And that judge was clearly biased and should not have even been assigned to that case. It's 8:50. This Labor Day, give yourself something you've really earned, a break on your wellness routine. Rescue Natural Supplements Labor Day sale. It's on right now. The savings are huge. Right now you can save up to 75% off Rescue Premium Supplements. Plus, you get free shipping if you're looking for natural heart health support, better joint care, immunity support, or just want to feel your best each and every day. Rescue's got you covered with high-quality, trusted formulas, including those, again, essential fatty acids, the omega-3s that help to battle chronic inflammation, blood sugar support, probiotics, multivitamins, and so much more. So before summer does fade away, take a well-deserved break. Get that wellness essential for your specific health goal and save up to 75%, plus get the free shipping. Ordering is easy. Go to res-q.com. That's res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. No coupon code is needed. But hurry up. The Labor Day sales event won't last long. And cash in with up to 75% off today.
Are you a can kicker slash procrastinator? Here's the deal with can kickers. One day that can could be a bucket, and that's not something you want to kick. When it comes to life insurance, you can't procrastinate another day, because today is the day to call Big Lou. If you're 50 to 60, maybe a little porky, on meds or type 2 diabetes, you may qualify. Big Lou specializes in people with real-life health glitches because everyone's got one or two. Then Big Lou knows how to tip the scales in your favor. A $1 million term life policy may only cost about $200 a month, depending on age, health, and the policy you choose. Remember, Big Lou's like you. But when it comes to a can, he spends more time sitting on one. For affordable term life insurance today, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or biglou.com. When it comes to life insurance, don't kick the can. Call Big Lou at 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Paid for by term provider.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecast from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic weather on the Three's final report today with the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, just as we had reported, it appears to be a wreck now, southbound BW Parkway between Waterview Avenue and the city-county line on the Parkway. So that's Russell Street extended as you're going south towards the Westport area, and there's some activity there. Fire department did arrive at that scene. I would think there could be a delay there as well on the northbound side. The broken-down tractor-trailer still there in the roadway, outer loop, bottom of the hill at Lockraven Boulevard, blocking the right lane. Going to have to be towed out, pushed out, whatever. They can't just kind of tow him over to the right side. So big delay there, and the backup is still back between Hartford Road and Bel Air Road, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill. Third problem this morning for that traffic on the northeast side. Both the tunnels a little bit heavy yet. 895 northbound is recovering from that earlier accident just above the toll plaza, getting back to normal going into the tunnel on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, stay weather alert, strong severe storms could be possible today and could come with damaging winds, hail, and maybe tornado-like conditions. Highs will be in the upper 80s, will be a little on the muggy side. Storms will move out of here a little bit later on this evening. And right now we're looking at 76 in downtown Baltimore, 73 in Forest Hill. I just want to take a look at the latest coming up on this. Tomorrow, the oral arguments in the, before the Maryland Supreme Court on the Question 3 ballot battle. And, again, there was a filing yesterday by the Oversight Project that had filed with the members of the Maryland Freedom Caucus. And that was the case that was heard in Anne Arundel County by the Hogan appointee judge there. And he ruled against the Westmore and the Democrats. Thank goodness. Of course, the Judge Sarbanes in Dorchester County did the same thing. But they filed this motion and the 73-page brief with the Supreme Court of Maryland defending the Anne Arundel County judge's ruling that blocked Question 3 from appearing on the ballot. And that was yesterday, just a couple days before the oral arguments. And they wrote, "The merits of congressional redistricting are not before this court. Only the process owed to the voters of the state is, and that process is defective. It pointed out Senate Bill 29, which Westmore signed into law. Among other changes, the law established deadlines for certifying statewide ballot questions. The Maryland General Insane Asylum did not begin its special session until August 3rd. That's more than a month after the July 1st deadline had passed. The challengers wrote appellants, and the General Assembly understood what they were doing. The brief points to comments from the DLS, which warned lawmakers that the new statutory deadline of July 1 for certification of ballot questions by SOS and SBE has passed. It points to the comments from lawmakers made during the special session, like Senator Cheryl Kagan saying there was no time to comply with the plain language of the law. Let's not remember the single subject requirement by Article 14 of the state constitution, that only one subject may be addressed on a question. There are three different subjects. So, again, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I do think there's a possibility this thing is they're going to uphold these judges' rulings. And it won't make the ballot this fall, but I think it is going to eventually make the ballot because Democrats like dominate everything. I want to introduce you to a member of the I Hate America caucus in the Democrat Party. It is Twitch streamer Hassan Piker, who recently dismissed this idea that he hated America, and then we found some evidence that would indicate otherwise.
It is completely ridiculous. It's laughable to say guys like myself, guys like Abdul El Sayed, we hate America.
I say I hate America all the time. A lot of motherfuckers want to kill me over that take. But at least I say it with my fucking chest. People will be like, Hassan, you hate America. I'm like, yeah, I do. I do hate America.
Yeah. So, again, he's a liar. He, along with many of the Islamo fundamentalists, Hassan Piker, El Sayed, and others, again, they're part of the I Hate America caucus of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Socialists of America have blatantly said they hate America. They hate our form of government. They hate the Constitutional Republic. They want to change and scrap the Constitution. They want some kind of executive. They want to get rid of the President of the United States. They want to get rid of the Senate. They want to get rid of the Supreme Court. They want to get rid of everything there is to do about this country. And even Van Jones, the 9/11 truther, wants nothing to do with Hassan Piker and El Sayed and the Democrat Socialists of America. Then there's the Congressional Black Caucus. They're also haters. Black Lives Matter. The Jihad Squad with AOC and Ilhan Omar and racist Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley and others. They're also part of the problem here, along with the pro-Palestinian movement out there today. So they're growing in number, and they're in your Democrat Party. They actually hate America, and now they're actually saying it out loud for all to hear. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realtor, and Vinny and his company are going to sell your home, and they've got a number of programs to do it. There's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program for up to 12 months. Vinny's got all the details there. There's the Trade Your Home In program. There's the Fix It to Sell program, where if you don't feel like it might need some repair or whatever, if you don't feel like dealing with the contractors and laying out the money now, Vinny will do all that for you. And he'll subtract whatever the cost is at settlement. So they've got all sorts of different programs, but the best one of all is the database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to buy your home right now, today. That's why when you list with Vinny and you agree on asking price and time frame and you sign the contract, your home is sold, that's guaranteed, doesn't sell for that price in that window, then Vinny will buy it from you and pay you in market rates. He sells three times faster for three times more money. He's been doing it for over 20 years, and 10 of which you've heard here right on WCBN. All right, stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news, and then we'll be back tomorrow morning with Mackenzie Frost as a preview and in-depth and much, much more here on Casey and Company. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.